left is fumbling, right in the lane. It's Tanklin live in the bug out on a Sunday night. It's Goyim TV exclusive. If you're watching on Twitter, the stream will cut. You will have to make an account at goyimtv.com. Why you don't? I don't know why you don't already have one. That means you could possibly be a faggot. No, I wouldn't say that about you, man.
Bruh.
Come on, dude. Don't run people off. Anyway, let's get this going
here. Paper Goy, 5,000. Let's go, you son of a biscuit. Yeah! Put him up! Let's go!
Let's get jacked as fuck.
When you get knocked down, I'm a serial rapist! Woo power! Don't ever fuck with these niggas!
This is what we have to do, that I guess, John. This is what we gotta do here.
Yeah, Hitler?
Yeah!
I took his fucking
gas at you. Fuck the nigga.
I got some habits I can't change.
Kick that nigger bitch off the plane!
I'm as sharp as C-100 in the sack, but I know enough to know if you're gonna be done, you gotta be dumb.
Fight power, motherfucker!
Woo! Paper Goy 5,000.
Shit.
Jacked as fuck, nigger.
He never put mine Woo! In here, I can't. I'm on mofo.
White guys?
Yeah.
Let's go! You're a bunch of fucking baddies, that's what you're a bunch of fucking baddies!
Hell yes, hell yes. What is going on? What is going on? Welcome to the bug out. I'm sitting here in the bug out. I did bring the lamp over to the bug out. And, you know, hanging out. It's the same show, but when kind of if HT's running a little bit late, I'm going to start a little bit later and a little softer. Maybe, man, it's cold outside. I'm going to have my brother-in-law definitely wall this in before next winter. And, I want to get every, I've been showing, you know, the new, Fafo song. And I forgot, I still love to kick things off and I love to get energy up and I haven't heard this in a while and you're going to have to listen to it with me. And if you don't like rap, oh, well, plug your fucking ears. It's Tanklin live exclusively on Goyim TV. That's right. I do leave it on X only for these first iterations of this. And it will be cutting at 11, I believe. And you have got to get your ass on GoyimTV.com and get an account and join these base white folk in a chat. Let's go, Fafo, with a little white power to start this off. What do you think? You like the new set here? Look, watch this. There's, look what I got on the wall right there. How about I bring this? Well, I like the white unity there. How about I put it right? Okay, right there. You can still. There we go. There we go. There we go. We're doing this live. Don't you love it how we do things around here? That's how we do it around here. That's pretty cool. All right, all right, all right. Wow, let's go. White power.
Why are Jews allowed to suck baby penis? I keep asking people. No one can fucking tell me. Why are Jews allowed to suck baby penis? What the fuck? Some bullshit, bro. We need to stand up against this shit. This shit needs to stop right now. No more Jews sucking baby penis. White power!
14. 14 words. We must secure the existence of our people and the future for white children.
Casting pearls.
I never met a Jew that I trust. I never met a nigga that I figure wouldn't bust. I never met a bitch that I thought should be a cop. A nigga get away, but a cracker get shot. I never thought that I would see the day. I see a Jeep sitting in the street 3 feet away. I never thought that that would be the tip. So from here on out, every Jew can eat
a dip.
Being loyal to the Jew got you nothing. Fuck it, they can dodge a wrist, but they'll never dodge an oven. Peel your heads back like an artichoke. Wipe my ass with a Jew like the fucking bar soap that he should have been. So now I'm going on a rampage. You're damn straight, it's last call for lampshades. Christ killers with hook noses and little hats.
This dude is so gifted, get it back.
It's a white thing.
He gotta get the gas.
If you ain't white, bitch, then you the opponent. Fuck a fellow white. Fuck a Noah Hyde. Fuck your Hashem. And no, I don't oblige. So get in, pussy. We gotta do the gas. 6 million in one, bitch, you do the math. So how's this? My cow shits on Auschwitz. The ground splits and swallows lows the proud rich. I'm advancing on a plan. Yeah, and I'm here to watch them fall like I'm dancing on a van. I'd rather live inside Chicago's groin than to ever be a nickel over a shop of four. Cause it's white power, white power, white power. Fight now or fight never. Fight hours right now is fight now or fight coward. Screaming white power.
It's 18 right now. 18.
White power. White power.
Shit,
white power.
Shit, white 18.
Power. Fight now or fight never. Fight hours right now is fight now or fight coward. Screaming white power. White power. White power. Everything single bird time of wits. So why deny it all if the diamond fits? It ain't rape if she's three and the hymen splits. It's all me that's behind all the climate switch. I'm a fellow white, I'm the same as you. I'll give you anything if you don't name the Jew. The white fight is the Hitler was right. We better pray he was wrong, so we'll get through the fight. Just hit the corner store that the Arab owns with a fucking Molotov. Set the Arab home packing. The Semitically genetic, heretically pathetic, and they make me antithetically Semitic. Some white nationals with the funkiest flow. I'm the kind of motherfucker that you lucky to know. I slapped a nigger bitch acting like an uppity hoe. About four scores and a porch monkey ago. Screaming white power, white power, white power. Fight now or fight never. Fight hours right now is fight now or fight coward. Screaming white power, white power, white power. White power, white power, white power. Fight now or fight never. Fight hours right now is fight now or fight coward. Screaming white power, white power, white power.
Look, a mud shark with a black guy. And a fat lip.
Oh, shit.
And a black eye. Look, I don't give a fat shit. If he breaks a rib, what? Take a Rolaid.
Let's go. Get it up. 170. It's dry, yeah.
Than any nigger ever who was fucking about, bitch. The Fisk Reich is an awesome click. It's a trip. Egypt. Niggers wash your dick. Look. Who you calling Jigaboo?
Get that one out there.
That other nigga
what's
too,
up, like feds? What's up,
too?
ADL? What's up, kites? What's up, niggers?
Look,
white fucking power. We have the right to exist. We have the right to exist. We have the right to exist. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. We have the right to exist.
Baby dick on a rabbi's breast. Probably stay on the tip till the rabbi's death. So fuck Israel. Pray for North Carolina. And let Hashem send some more paralyzers. Cause it's white power, white power, white power. Fight now or fight never. Fight hours right now is fight now or flight coward. Screaming white power, white power, white power.
Man, I could watch that. I wish that was a 20-minute song. I'd watch every 20, all 20 minutes of it. Man, I'm telling you what, I got to have my hands in my pocket. I got a space heater. I got a space heater right here, man. And I got to get this thing heated, like real heated. Like, give me a, I want to get a big propane tank and have a big gas heater up in here. Yes. Yes, get it warm with them. But I think for now, for the rest of the winter, I'm probably going to go to Atwood's, maybe even tomorrow, and get one of those jet shop heaters and stick it on the far corner. Have that blowing, at least blowing some warm air and have it circulating. But hey, so it is Tanklin. It is the Sunday night GTV exclusive. Why do you do exclusive shows? Why don't you just stream everywhere all the time? Because this is where I started. And because I know you guys trust me, and I hate drama. So I thought, you know, I'm going to just do no one asked me to. I wanted to do a nod tip to both those guys. That's six. I got six. Nose noticer, actually six. Yeah. Tagged out does. $0. Tag soup. Tag soup on a bucks. I didn't see shooters with a rifle. Nothing in range with the bow. And I've got to turn down my bow. Anyway, so I've got this exclusive show on Sunday night. I love it. I like streaming a lot. And I like to have fun streams, which I think my Friday night for everybody and my Sunday night and Wednesday night streams are going to be more fun, because Monday and Tuesday and Thursday, man, there's a lot of blackpilling, right? Yeah, so you can get four does and then plus two during antlerless season, right? And it was a wonderful thing. And the family ate well, eaten well. It's freezing cold. I'm still not done with all the tasks I got to do at camp. I was cold. I'm telling you, I don't want some sympathy from you, because it doesn't matter. I'm coming out here, but I am pretty, pretty down and like, ugh, during the day, I'm sore. I feel like I've been eaten by a wolf and shit over a cliff, man.
Bruh.
Now that's a very descriptive way of how you might feel. Basically, I feel like I've been beaten with bats for almost a week straight now. And it's just lingering. I don't know what's going on. But you know what? Still, that's the least of anything. That's fucking crybaby shit. I've been a lot worse. And there's so many people that in this bitter cold, you know what's going on? They're freezing out there. People are going to freeze to death. And that breaks my heart. And me being a praying man, a man of God, I do pray for them. My wife and I lead my family in prayer, and anyone in my home that prays with us, I lead my home in prayer. And they're always in my thoughts during inclement weather, anything. White people that are still affected by Helena that have been forgotten because of, I know there's a lot of good folk that have lost homes in LA, but because of the millionaires losing their fucking fires. Is this mic a little hot? Is it? Let me see. Hold on. All right. There we go. Woo. Right there is the magic touch. Right there. Okay. But how hot was it in the desert? Nose noticer wants to know how hot. Oh, it's just us. If you're on X, I'll tell you, you should be looking at the screen. Nose noticer wants to know how hot it was in the desert. The hottest day I can remember hearing the heat in Iraq. I had a picture of it somewhere. It was 138 degrees. No shit. They used those fucking ground thermometer bubble things. Then they use all these weather meteorological data radars. And it almost to just, and they always back it up with that ground bubble. And they always match. And it was so hot. It was so miserable, and we had to go out in an MATV back then. No, the early MRAP, because we had to take a bunch of extra people. 138. Yeah. Look it up, man. It's been 145 degrees in Iraq in July. Dude, it's the Fertile Crescent. It's a biblical place. It's the Holy Lands for real. It doesn't matter what you believe. You know, some, you could be a pagan believing in northern gods and everything, all that, but you know, some shit went down there, man. Look at the ruins. I'm telling you, the damn foot right there in Mosul, the foot of a damn statue was so fucking big. It was so big, it had to have been easily larger than the Statue of Liberty's foot, and it was made back in Babylonian times. Now, that's not a war story. It was so hot. We kept getting reports of how hot it was. I did not take the temperature. I was sitting in there next to my LT like this. You know what I mean? And I mean, it was horrible. But now the place where I saw those ruins, now this is one of the coolest things about being in Mosul. Now look, I know what we did over there. At the time, didn't know. At hindsight, 2010. But the fucking place where supposedly Lucifer hit the earth is Mosul. That's why you have the Yazidi religion there. These people are Luciferians in a sense, but their religion states that, hold on, let me Gavin. Their religion states that once Lucifer hit the ground as a fallen angel and everything, that even that he repented and said, holy shit, what have I done, blah, 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 and became a saint, and they followed him, and he was, you know, an angelic soul, and he took some of his people with him, but had forever wars. And that was very interesting to be there. If you watch that old school movie, The Exorcist, the original, the scariest, you know, the terrifying one. The terrifying one with Linda Blair, who said things that she will never come back from. I'm sorry. You couldn't pay me to act that out. Her parents' death. Anyhow, that scene, that opening scene when they gather the satanic artifact, that's at the place where I went. Somewhere there's pictures of me standing right at the cave entrance, and I'm going, and my rifle's just sitting there hanging. We were clowns. It was how we were kind of blowing off steam going out there. We weren't supposed to be there. We're white, European. But let's say hi to anybody before the raid comes in. Thank you guys also for tuning in early. I really appreciate it. Your core audience. As a matter of fact, let me look at the chat because you guys, you're all going to be, I'm going to ask you to not just sport these bolts as being awesome, but also moderate the chats. Okay. You know, my rules are that nobody talks shit about the platform owners that I stream on, except for the platform owners themselves. They can say what they want because they own the shit. And then that's about it. Who am I missing? Am I missing anybody? Mayo Shark, did I get you? All right. Enjoy these. This is, no Fed posting. If you didn't get a mod right now and you're in the chat right now with bolts already, please throw me an O/ right now so I can hit it. While it's just us, because you guys are the same early crew all the time. Cody TTO, Nose Noticer, who's an executive producer of the Ben Tanklin Project. Bad Waffen, Goy Soldier, Mayo Shark, Lionheart, Tango Alpha Vector, always see you guys. Mr. Norris Goy, thank you so much for your generous support. Ab Shit, My Dog Bites Niggas, same thing. Thank you guys. Roach and Heinrich 747, thank you very much. Good to meet you. Good to know you. And thanks for the kind DM earlier, sir. Anybody? Did I miss anybody? All right. Now, during clips, you're going to see me move a lot. I've got my hoodie on. I'm fine on the top. I got plenty of layers, tops and bottoms, that you can't really have gloves on and do a show. And here we are again, where I look like I'm low riding, and I don't know why. There we go. Much better. Jeez. Jiminy Cricket. I look like I was hiding down behind that. People are going to be coming in, and they're going to be like, holy crap, look at all these damn mods. Anybody's going to be like, oh, there's Linehart. Boom. I knew I called out your name. Who did I miss? See, it's easy now. I can just go like this. And anyone that hasn't got it yet, I can just wait. Mr. Norsegoy. There you go. Now we're stacking. People are going to be like, holy crap, the tank crew is fucking badass and stacked with fucking mods. Yep. The mods that come in and hang out with when I'm playing fucking 70s rock. But I hope you like the new set. Pretty cool. I did bring the lamp over. This is the GTV bunker. Oh, my dog bites niggas. Cool. Shit. Holy shit, I was noticing.
Love the stories, Ben Tanklin. Thanks for the love to my friend Mayo Shark Birthday Man. We love your stream, man. Stay warm, brother.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I'm staying warm. I feel good except the hands, but I got these. And like I said, I still got a lot of stuff at deer camp that I need to get that actually, like, I've got Sitka gloves that are real thin and they're fingerless and I could have the mouse here. And you guys would understand. I'd be like, hey, I'm an outdoorsman. I'm staying warm. They're thin, but they're warm as shit. Thanks again, Nose Noticer. Okay, so I'm going to have to start out tonight. Well, you know, a nation is not, okay, so I heard this quote about a nation not being a collection of people, but a race of people. That's a nation. And I heard it spoken, it was like some Indian shit, some native Indian. They were talking like, it was a show, and it was like, you know, they were talking how the Navajo are, you know, yeah, and how they were talking how they need to be a nation. They had their own fucking nationalists in this show. No shit. And they were robbing fucking armored trucks, man. No shit. Oh, man, it was no joke. And they took a chopper, and they were like native nationalists. And I was watching a show. I turned to my wife. What's up, Ron Obvious 38? Hyperborean 1488. And I said, look at that. Indian nationalists. I said, you know, I can support that as long as they stay on that res. And so what? It's unfertile. Hey. You put money in there and it'll be fertile. You put money in there, man. Look at the grass at the sandy or the Arizona. They have grass that they expose to the Arizona sun all day. But I was just thinking about that. Like, you know, that's true. I heard Blair talk about it. A nation is not a country. A country could have nations within it, but a nation is only a nation if it's unified racially. Then it's a true nation. Like, I live in an Indian nation. Some people that only have a fucking pinprick of Indian blood in them, they identify as a member of that nation. You know why? Because they can, and they can't identify as a white nation. Because being in a white nation, I'm talking, if you are, look at this. If you are 2% or 3% Indian, I'm not. You can see my DNA on goyimtv.com. Check on my, in my library. Look at my pictures. Boom, there it is. I guess since I've been doxxed, I could put one up with my name on it now. But if someone's 96% ethnic European and 4% Indian, would you call them white? Yes or no? I want to know. I tell you what I would not call them, Indian. That's one to think about, because we're going to be discussing the 88 precepts. Oh, man.
Bruh.
Are you really going to be calling people out?
Bruh.
Yeah. We're going to be doing the 88 precepts. And then you're going to talk about the 1488ers are going to have to say, like, wait, what? What did David Lane say? Whoa, what? What? He said what? And I just want you to hear it. I'm not saying I'm a true. I just want you to because there's some shit in there. It blows my mind. I'm like, nope. I kind of like my European and American and kind of and Christian backed culture of women need to be. They need to have a frontal lobe before they can. They need to be. They need to be beyond breeding age before you. It's fucked up. People who haven't listened to the 88 precepts, when that part comes around, it'll blow them away. And just it's talking all about natural order and natural law, right? Now, here's a weird thing. I'm just talking about this because I've been watching tons of streams, tons of interviews. I'm a white dude, 100%. My wife is. It's beautiful. She's whiter than I am. She would literally probably be called a blue blood. But David Lane he said that if a man looks white, acts white, presents himself as white, is mostly white, then he's white.
Bruh.
I'm not going to counter signal all the amazing things that guy did, but we're going to take a look into it and we're going to check it out, right? You need to know kind of if you're just saying, 88. Just like my show, the 14 is a lot of it is the how. We talk about why we need to protect them all day, every day, and then we also talk about how we're gonna secure it. And I honestly want it's gonna have to be there will come a time when men. They're going to have to choose something that we probably never thought before we were J-pilled and racially aware. We probably never thought we'd see happen. Men of action, you know. There's going to be false flags to try to imprison. What's up, Wynn? Triple Nickel. There are going to be false flags, I predict. This is my opinion. Not the opinions of the network, the platform, or anyone else affiliated with it. I believe there will be many false flags during this next year. I believe that the 64,000, how many thousands and thousands of pounds of ammonium nitrate was stolen, is unaccounted for, and never found. The real deal, Holyfield ammonium nitrate, the bad stuff, the explosive stuff, literally the explosive grade stuff that was supposed to be a protected and it was literally one of those, the rail car was removed. The rail cars were removed and gone. Loads gone, disappeared, vanished. You ever hear about it anymore? I've never heard about it anymore. I'd like to hear about it. I'd like to sit there and think that somewhere there's an investigative journalist. Do you remember those people? They used to exist. Although even then.
Every single aspect of the media is Jewish.
But they gave more brevity, levity, whatever you want to call it. They gave more leeway. And there were guys that could. I mean, they would do investigations. Hey, where the fuck is this ammonium nitrate? And I don't think everyone was in on it. Like now, as the cabal of Jews and their tentacles have spread and wrapped around, and then the programming, the Hegelian dialect, as everything is crushed in, their diversity of strategies, the octopus surrounding, entangling, and torturing white America. The ink of the plague of shit skin invaders blinding us. That's a good one. The octopus of the Jew spewing its ink of shit skin nigger spicks, hybrids, pajits, dune coons. What am I missing? Spicks, gook, zipperheads, fucking what am I missing? I hit all the continents of browns, right? I think I did beaners, African ooga booga fucking niggers, machete niggers. That's a good analogy. I got a cold. I'm sorry. I don't want to blow my nose. So sometimes I need to hit the cough button. Islander machete niggers, man. I think you call, let's call them Moana motherfuckers. Moana ass motherfuckers. There's old Moana ass niggers. Polynesian. Polynesian. Motherfucking Moana ass nigga ass. Moana ass motherfucker ass. Moana ass nigga. Shit. And I'd like to thank. Wait. And I'd like to say you're welcome. Now look, I'm a grandpa. I've had to watch this shit. Okay. It was over at a friend's house. Montezuma, Georgia. 2019. Before I retired. And it was a giant birthday party. And Moana. And the big ass fucking giant disgusting looking mongoloid creature with the giant hook. Played or voiced by The Rock. Was on. And he was a demigod. Like a fallen angel, right? Yeah. And one of those island chains was a sleeping, like a giant, fallen giant. Weird. But he had the stupidest fucking song. Man, I hope you haven't had to see that. Oh, yeah, Wagon Burners, Nose Noticer, that's my fave. Because just everybody just can't be a this nigger, that nigger. They need to have their own unique one. I think now we just call them the casino bosses. The casino, that man here in Oklahoma, pardon me. When the governor is referring to the tribes, he calls them the casino bosses. What's up, Killzone? He calls them the casino bosses, and those fucking wagon burners get mad as fuck, dude. Mad. And I'm sorry if my voice sounds a little bit like I've smoked six packs of Marlboros. I don't smoke. Matter of fact, I use this right here. I've got Zone that'll be here on Tuesday. And I know we haven't even started. Man, don't you have any fucking content? Yeah, man, but we're chatting. But remember, Friday was my fifth week. This past stream was my fifth week of no vaping. Yeah. Well, nigger silencer, there's a thing. So, unfortunately, I have top implant, right? And the day after I had what I had, because I'd been fighting with the VA, all the stuff they took me, they were giving me, it was disgusting. I read that out of when I started taking these meds, I took a total of 24 meds. Most of them caused tooth decay. When I retired, I had a perfect smile. Then part of the deal was take these pills. I wasn't Jay woke so much as just fucking, I don't take nothing. Tylenol, get the fuck out of here, Tylenol. Nothing. Nothing. Nope. No, only natural shit now, man. I'm terrified of this stuff. It rotted my teeth out. Like, and you live where I live, you get a little scared of the negative connotations. And I mean, I'm like, what's going on? I was hounding the dentist. They're hounding the VA. I had people hounding the DA. I had the audience hounding the DA. I was living my life in pain. And then the day they ripped them all out, and the next night I was streaming. Yeah, and I've had them adjusted several times. It sucks, but I click. They're real. They feel it, but it's still not the same. Don't ever let that happen to you. Almost anything you take will dry out and cause tooth decay. I'm talking an aspirin. Please don't do that. Now, I was taking SSRIs, 5 of them. One of them, which when I looked into it, caused massive. It was like one of the risky side effects was a severe tooth decay. I just looked at the same as everything. Same as everything. I just wanted out. I just wanted out. I just wanted out. And now here we are. But you know, I learned a lesson the hard way. And what's cool is my children, they are terrified of medicine, vaccines, and they use fluoride-free everything. They use aluminum-free stuff. They use chemical-free stuff. They're in it. Yep, Goislop's the same way. Nah, that stuff's bad for you. But let's go ahead and get into this first thing, okay? So I've told, unfortunately, we had to speak about our guy, Chick Kitchen Waffen, right? Who got himself in trouble for... what's up, Kike Chipper 2000? Our guy Kitchen Waffen, I don't want to go through the whole thing, and I'm not going to give my opinion on what I think about it. I myself, personally, am a soloist. I stay away from Jews. If I know there's a Jew there, I avoid it purposely so they don't say I target them. But that's me. Ugh, I don't disagree with that. I thought it was a great idea. Fucking funny is mean. I mean, I thought it was a funny idea, but it doesn't matter. We got to raise money. I'm gonna raise some money. There's two fundraisers. Okay, Gifts and Go. And the same person, okay, I want you to know this, the same person set them up. Matter of fact, there's a link right there. Let's just go with that. I don't want to just go with that because I don't want anything to be interjected into this story. There is a gift, $25,000, okay, to a $250,000 bail. I will tell you, it doesn't matter what you think about him going into a Jewish community center for a prank, you know, a prank. It's a prank. Unarmed, of course. Non-threatening, of course. He's never threatening. He's funny as shit. And he was held against his will, which is kidnapping. Right? That's kidnapping. Being held without your, and they had armed. They were armed. They had guns, held him a gun. And so he gets upgraded. They want to find a way to set examples. So he goes from a simple trespass to assault. Now, unfortunately, it's going to take all types of bullshit to get it settled through in courts. But you've seen when there's a video of what happens. And I don't know what's going on in that case, so I'm not going to say what. You've just seen videos of in that state, in Tennessee, of when someone sees, like, let's say a non-attack, a white person, and the white person, let's say, defends himself, that white person's going to be in jail and not allowed to go home to his home country, the American justice system. You should never go to, and you know what's funny? I mean, it's not funny. It's ironic. The Jews are the comedy industry. I'm not lying. The Jews are the comedy industry for the most part. I'm like, they run everything else. Comedy, whether it be stand-up comedy, sitcom, situational comedy, comedic podcasts, the big specials, the guys even out there grinding in the clubs. Half of them, no, more than half of them, three out of four probably, are Jews, filthy Jews. The pranksters you see on YouTube, Jews, most of them are Jews. The biggest prank motherfuckers on social media that do shit that'll get you, I'm surprised they're not getting themselves hurt. They're Jews. So you know damn well they understand that this was a white nationalist type of prank. But it was a prank nonetheless. The prosecutor understands that. I can't speak on cases when our people are behind bars, so I'm not going to go into anything. I'm just going to play this clip from YouTube. It's probably going to piss us off.
That once again shows hate rearing its ugly head here in Middle Tennessee. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rory Johnston. Carries off tonight. Last night, News Channel 5 Investigates first broke the story about the neo-Nazi seen here dressed up as a rabbi arrested for harassing people at Nashville's Jewish Community Center. Now we've uncovered video from that incident and a lot more about the suspect. Chief Investigative Reporter Phil Williams.
All right, Blams.
Continues his hate comes to Main Street investigation. What have you learned about this situation?
Well, in this case.
Look, it's our old friend. This faggot right here. Remember this guy confronting hate. When he tried to say he owned Handsome Truth, he did not own Handsome Truth. He's a pedophile protector. This guy. I said it. He thinks debunking a flyer is saying that there's two people that aren't Jewish on a cabinet. The aspect is control. If 9 out of 10 Jews are on a group, it's a Jewish group. If seven out of 10 Jews are in a group of 10, then it's a Jewish group. If 6 out of 10 in a group are Jews, it's a fucking Jewish group. If 5 out of 10 are in a group are Jews, it's a Jewish group, because out of the remaining 5, you're going to have a fucking nigger, a spick, a Hindu, maybe a white guy, and a faggot. And everybody else is going to be Jews. If, and I said PP, I'm sorry, because I'm not there yet with all the word stuff. I just speak. You know what I mean? I'm going to try. All right, we'll just start this over, okay? So, because I went on a rant, and this is not about me or how I feel. It's about our guy Kitchen Waffen. I'm in his fucking phone contacts. Hey.
It is an image that once again shows hate rearing its ugly head here in Middle Tennessee. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rory Johnston. Carries off tonight. Last night, News Channel 5 investigates first broke the story about the neo-Nazi seen here dressed up as a rabbi arrested for harassing people at Nashville's Jewish Community Center. Now we've uncovered video from that incident and a lot more about the suspect. Our chief investigative reporter, Phil Williams, continues his Hate Comes to Main Street investigation. What have you learned about this situation?
Well, in this case, the suspect we've learned is part of a neo-Nazi group that we saw around the mid-state.
I'm sorry, I just can't help it. I can't help it, man. The way he fucking smirked at our guys and then ran the story of lies. Oh, this man I despise.
Last summer, and as you're about to see, there's plenty of evidence that this crime was motivated by hate, and we were the only ones there as the suspect faced a judge for the first time.
Hello.
What's your name?
Garland.
Travis Keith Garland was brought into Nashville's night court immediately after being returned to Nashville from his home in East Tennessee. Garland, who was wearing an Alex Jones t-shirt at the time of his arrest, faces charges of criminal trespassing and assault, all related to an incident Monday night at Nashville's Jewish.
I actually think it's a pretty based outfit. But you remember, if you even put that outfit on for a prank or a video making fun of Jews, never mind, I'll say that after this.
Community center where police say he entered the lobby dressed in a costume that was supposed to represent an Orthodox Jew. Nashville DA Glenn Funk was on hand to personally ask the magistrate for a high bond in Garland's case.
He attempted to entered the Gordon Jewish Community Center. He ignored the directions from the front desk folks, tried to get into a secure area, had to be physically stopped.
You have a problem with Jews in general, though.
Yes, I do.
News Channel 5 investigates has learned that Garland is affiliated with the neo-Nazi Goyim Defense League.
Shout out, GDL.
Scenes in the streets of Nashville last summer, including a protest outside the Weston Synagogue.
Because you're not f***ing responding to a f***ing hail salute that all white people do.
And we discovered videos where Garland engages in online chats in which he and his co-hosts repeatedly mock people they hate.
Also, the Facebook identifier.
GDL controls the media, motherfuckers.
Somebody who engages in behavior. I think he identifies himself as someone who cooks Jews and feeds them to, and then he uses a racial slur. And for all those reasons, we are concerned for public safety.
We're here at the memorial for all the Holocaust survivors or victims, if they're even real.
In fact, video from the group's private chat shows the suspect at Nashville's Holocaust Memorial earlier this month mocking the murder of 6 million Jews. The caption promised that Kitchen Waffen, police say that was Garland's online identity, is going to pull a pretty funny stunt in the coming days.
Did he say stunt? He said stunt, right? He didn't say assault.
When Garland went to the Jewish Community Center trying to make a scene, he was confronted by an armed security guard. He later posted, "I wore the rabbi costume and went into their Jew building harassing them," and the dude freaked out.
Just stop, okay? I'm leaving.
This video from Garland's live stream shows that confrontation.
Okay,
is his gun out?
Yeah, he's gonna shoot me. He's going to shoot me. I'm recording.
Police say the guard feared for his life and decided to force Garland off the property until police arrived instead of allowing him to return to his car.
God, I'm so stressed now.
Why would you shoot me?
Get in the car.
Okay, while you're seething right now, I just want you to imagine for a moment all those nigger fucking guys walking around with their fucking phones and their cameras going right up in white people's faces asking all kinds of shit. Think now of a blacktivist. Okay, let's say for the ADL that are recording this and all the fucking feds watching. Let us say that an African American activist, let's say BLM activist, entered a country club that had historically not allowed patrons of the non-white persuasion. Okay, let's say that. And they were dressed as slaves making a skit, right? And let's say that a white security guard, who was an armed security guard, chased those blacktivists off of that property at gunpoint. Holy fuck! The cities would be burning to the fucking ground. Congressmen would be up in arms. Every fucking politician screaming racism! And that cop, or that security guard would lose his job, his family, ruined everything. Okay, now, just think. I just want to show that is the world we live in.
He told me I can't get in the car. He's going
to
shoot me.
Kitchen Waffen later posted referencing the guard's Asian ancestry. He was defending the Jews. I stormed their temple and he almost shot me.
I asked for significantly a lower bond so that I may return to my family. I've never skipped court at any time of my life.
But in night court, well, Garland sounds like begged a country for a boy, bond he? So he could return to his family, a bond that the magistrate set at $250,000.
You were setting my bond at $250,000?
A decision that for now keeps Garland locked up here, unable to harass those he hates. Travis Garland, by the way, is a convicted felon. He has an aggravated assault conviction from 2012. 3 years later, he pleaded guilty to a fatal hit and run that resulted in the death of an elderly man in a wheelchair. He also pleaded guilty to federal charges for being a felon in possession of a handgun. He is the third member of the Goyim Defense League to face criminal charges here in Nashville in the past 6 months.
Yep. Let me tell you something. You should never lose your right to carry a firearm. I don't give a shit. That reporter's a faggot. Hey, Hot Pot, we saw the whole thing. Yeah, we were watching it. We saw him show you up there. Yep. So, anyway, if you could continue to post the fundraisers in the chat throughout. I need to fix my screens and get that stuff in there. But shout out to Kitchen Waffen, man. Sorry, brother. I hope we can. Let's just yeah, that's a bad, it's blackpilling, man. So you know what I do, especially on the weekends, I have to turn it around and get the energy back up in a positive white manner. So let's pop some fags. Remember what they took from us.
We're the good guys. One day we're going to kill all the dirty niggers and the Jews and everything's going to be neat.
Nat Sock Death Squad.
I did, Hot Puck. I replied to it, I'm pretty sure.
I'm gonna pop some facts, turn around magazines in my pocket.
FeedMeMore.com.
Our brother did nothing wrong. This judiciary system is garbage. Dono for our man.
The fifth column, a hidden threat within.
I'm so sorry. I just lost my. Thank you so much, Lionheart. I was trying to pause it because it was a great. It was a dono, and you're shouting out. Our brother did nothing wrong. This judiciary system is garbage. Dono for our man. Well, I'll have to get that. Okay, that's $20. Let me write that down. Do I have a mod that I got a pin? All right. Damn it. I can't find a pin here. All the oh, here it is. I was going to say I had a bunch of them. Here we go. My bad. 20 Lionheart. Actually, it's right there in the why am I writing it down? It's right there. It's right there in the screen. Okay. I'm going to restart that song. My bad. I'm a retard. Hope that doesn't offend you.
We're the good guys. One day we're going to kill all the dirty niggers and the Jews and everything.
And I do just love
neat.
This song. What? What?
Nat Sock Death Squad. 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 Nat Sock
I'll get it there.
Death Squad. Nat Sock Death Squad.
Is HT in here? Oh. What's up, Israel White?
I'm gonna pop some facts, 30 round magazines in my pocket. I'm hunting niggas, Jews, and homos. This is fucking awesome. Now, walk into the fat club like high sodomites. Nah, just do a mag dump with my armor light. You trannies look like Donatella Versace, but the boss is back. That's a cold-ass Nazi. Rolling in hella fast, headed for the Democrats. Dressed in all black, except the armbands, those are red. Should've worn a hazmat, or at least
oh,
a flashback.
With this facts flat. Look at everybody showed up in y'all. Grits.
Next time
free
we better
kitchen
gas that. Fucking talking and popping and sprinkling cyclone the condiment on abominable hominids. We allowed to live in opulence, deconstructing the family, spreading smut and obscenity. Nigga, rising the populace, but not abandoned all seven continents. I'ma do it grandpa style. I'ma do it grandpa style. No, for real, ask your grandpa how you deal with pedophiles. Battery, jumper cables, and a long rope. And don't leave any John Does. Turn them into compost. You say we killed 6 million? We're gonna kill 6 million. And then times 10, secure a future for our children. Hello, hello.
Look at Vivian, what a base.
Like hate is not cool, hell no. And soon our kids behave like they work in bordellos while the yates at the top rip us off like Velcro. I'm gonna pop some facts, bitch. 30 round magazines in my pocket. I'm hunting niggers, Jews, and homos. This is fucking awesome. I'm gonna pop some facts, 30 round magazines in my pocket. I'm hunting niggers, Jews, and homos. This is fucking awesome. What you know about dykes teaching kids to do anal, or kikes pushing white girls to date interracial? I'm digging like a rabbi for our bargain. A kike mass grave, it's a white man's garden. Thank you grandpa for leaving me that SS garment. That MG42 ogre must be starving. I can hear her begging through the deafening silence. Slap a belt on me, time for some domestic violence. Your grammy, your auntie, your mama, your mammy, I line them all up in the jammies. Pull my Glock and pop that motherfucker. If your ancestry had locks and top hats, motherfucker, no more haggling and pleading, we'll stop that motherfucker. They be like, you made 6 million of us perish. I'm like, yo, that's 15 minutes for a body. When modern crematoria need 1 hour or more with that, sci-fi is where I put this horse shit story at. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting fleeced by business. These heaps never quit, degenerate until there's faggots fucking kids in the streets and we celebrate. Shit's kings transforming the place to a caliphate. Imagine the Holocaust actually happened. That'd be hella great. That'd be hella great.
I think I'd go to hell.
Faggots, faggots, faggots.
I hate fags. I'm gonna pop some fags, 30 round magazines in my pocket. I'm hunting niggas, Jews, and homos.
Charge it, baby.
Awesome. I wear my granddad's clothes. I look incredible.
What's up, Mrs. Rockwell?
Style helmet, leather coat, chasing faggots down the road. I wear my granddad's clothes. I look incredible. Style helmet, leather coat, chasing faggots down the road. I'm gonna pop some facts, 30 round magazine.
That was awesome. All right. Had to get the spirit up. Had to get the spirit up after the, you know, running that Kitchen Waffen news. Free Kitchen Waffen. And you guys, I appreciate, continue to keep those keep the links going. I got a couple of clips. We're just going to roll right into this is from Patrick. Bishop.
They call me offensive, controversial. It's only two genders, boys and girls. They can't cancel my message because I'm the biggest independent rapper in the whole friggin' world. Claim that I'm racist, yeah, right. I'm not ashamed because I'm white. If every Caucasian's a bigot, I guess every Muslim's a terrorist. Every liberal is right. I don't want to talk to folks who don't get it. Go woke, go broke, no hope is pathetic. Pro-choice pronouns, pro-love, you're progressive. But you ain't pro-gun, no one to protect you. Where the American flags at?
They put remember when people would propaganda hang those. To one down, of the MAGA fags. With BLM flags or a music. Rainbow.
This ain't rap, this ain't money, cars and clothes.
It's brilliant.
We ain't selling drugs, we ain't gonna overdose. We ain't pushing guns, ain't promoting strip of pole. We won't turn your sons into thugs or your daughters into hoes. I don't care if I offend you. I was put here to upset you. You can cry and you can scream. You can riot in the streets. You defunded the police. Now there's no one to protect you. I hope I offend you. I ask myself what would Ben do. Let's just keep it real, facts. Don't care how you feel, man. If you want my pronouns, I'm the man.
Let's look at the stats.
Streit und Hass untereinander. Der wird gepflegt von ganz bestimmten Interessenten. Okay. Es ist eine kleine, wurzellose, internationale Clique, die die Völker gegeneinander hetzt, die nicht will, dass sie zur Ruhe kommen. Es sind das.
It's an edit. Pinning. Fitting propaganda to a Tom McDonald MAGA fag song. It's brilliant. Fight for life. Thank you very much. Oh, Slash. Oh, that Roseanne video. We made it about 40 seconds in and we couldn't do it. We just fucking couldn't do it. We tried it.
Die armen Araber sind wehrlos und vielleicht verlassen. Die Deutschen in der Tschechoslowakei sind weder wehrlos noch sind sie verlassen. Das soll ich euch sagen.
Look at this motherfucking Shapiro. That was pretty cool. That was a great way to send it right back at him. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Very cool. All right. We've got another little edit here I think you guys are going to enjoy. Check this out. What is a fifth column?
A fifth column, a hidden threat within. Imagine a country being invaded. Soldiers fight at the border, but the enemy also has allies hidden inside the city walls. These secret supporters, working against their own nation, are known as a fifth column. The term comes from the Spanish Civil War, where a nationalist general referred to his sympathizers within the besieged capital as his fifth column. A fifth column can be any group that undermines a nation from within, often in favor of an external enemy. They might be political dissidents, religious extremists, or even foreign agents. Their activities can be subtle or dramatic. They might spread rumors to sow discord, sabotage infrastructure, or even commit acts of violence. The danger of a fifth column is their ability to erode trust and cripple a nation's response to a crisis. By manipulating public opinion and disrupting essential services, they weaken national unity and make the country more vulnerable to outside attack. History is filled with examples of fifth columns playing a role in major conflicts.
Project Esther is a fifth column.
Civil wars. So, how can we identify a true fifth column? Be wary of those who deliberately spread misinformation or stoke hatred against their own people. Those who advocate violence or actively aid a foreign power against their nation are more likely to be genuine threats.
By staying informed and critically evaluating information, we can protect ourselves from the manipulative tactics of the fifth column.
That's badass. Yeah, Project Esther, man. Project Esther is some pretty scary shit. I recommend all of you to check out Modern Politics, their channel on Odyssey. They have an entire stream on Project Esther. Very good. So you guys can watch Warren and Emily. I know the men love to watch Emily. I'm still the meme of the year. The meme of the century, I think it was a couple years ago, the tweet of the century so far is when that faggot, oh my gosh, why is his name escaping me? He's a half nigger, British guy, walks like a lesbian, and he thinks he's a Chad, but he would fuck a tranny. Anyway, that guy, he goes, I bet all of you anonymous cowards won't post your racism, your face and name and say anything. And Emily posted, she quote tweeted him and said, "Hi, my name's Emily Euclid and you're a gay retarded nigger, or you're a faggot or a retarded nigger faggot," or something like that. It was hilarious. Still tweet of the year. Anyway, I've got some kite flyer news. First off, we haven't said, if you look in the description below, you're going to find some pro-white businesses. You're going to find embassy.com. On Odyssey, the only people on Odyssey I follow is Devin Stack, that I pay attention to, is Devin Stack and Modern Politics. I watch everybody else other places. I hate Odyssey. I hate Odyssey with a passion. The only reason I have an account over there is I'm using it. It's a backup if I can't get BitChute to play for my uploads. But okay, so embassy.com. I've got some. My wife doesn't watch the replays. I should make her while she's doing cross stitch. No, I've got jewelry coming for her. For Valentine's. She loves Huntress's jewelry. Her craft is so cool. My wife is a crafty. Now, I went on date night last night, and I was thinking, she loves Italian. We're going to do Italian. And it was cold. The wind had changed from south to north. The temperature had dropped 30 degrees, and I was putting on flannel, man. And I got that cold flannel. She got that cold, and she was looking at me, and I said, I want some down-home comfort food. And she started smiling. I said, yes, let's do it. And so we went to over to Arkansas, to a place we go pretty often. And we went and had a country dinner. And yeah, I'm telling you, I had chicken and dumplings. Don't hate on me. I got to fast for it. But it was so good. Big ass serving a hot chicken and dumplings, and I was putting an extra pepper in them bad boys, man. Shit was good. And then, you know, everyone's like, you're going there for a date night? A date night for us is we go have dinner because we're old. We're grandparents. And then we go do whatever she wants to do, shopping. Like, she wanted to get me some new shoes. After we went the first place, I was cold. But she wanted to go craft shopping. So we went craft shopping. What's up, TXNNER88? Welcome to the show. So we went and we were in Hobby Lobby, man. And I'm telling you, we got some cool stuff at Hobby Lobby. I got a new coffee mug because I'm a coffee mug dude, right? I've got too many out here. This is probably my favorite one. That's right. This is my favorite mug, Trophy Husband. But yeah, we got some stuff from Hobby Lobby. She does needlepoint. Today we put the puzzle. We're working on a puzzle. It's just cool, man. White Power Actar, man.
Bruh.
When you're old and you've got a lot of wiener dogs and they're crazy You've got to plan things. So anyway, let's get to, so you'll see the bait. I got her some jewelry coming. Embassy's, her candles, Huntress's candles are awesome. My shop still smells like pipe tobacco with vanilla. When I walk in, it smells great. It doesn't smell like a shop. Actually, I need to order some more. She's got all kinds of stuff. She does custom stuff. You can send her a message, say, hey, there's more than just craft stuff in there. There's laser etched mugs. All kinds of shit. I mean, mugs, cups, tumblers. She can do it all. She can. You can upload your own artwork. Similar to the way you can get Ned to make your custom shirt on GoyamTV.shop, which I'll get to that in a second. You guys missed my new hat last Friday night, probably. But also, there is my favorite coffee. It's not just because I have my own blend, which is awesome, really good. Claphouse.shop. The coffee is really good. Hey, Hot Pock and Clone, they have their own blend. Huntress has a blend. I have a blend. Blood has a blend. Gypsy has a blend. Shit. Red Peeled Radio has a blend. Everybody. Psycho Drilla's got, man, Spy Hunter. I'm drinking Spy Hunter's espresso blend. It's good. What's up, Hickson 3? And then below that, you'll see Aquarius Fab LLC. He's got his website up and running, home of the White Power Shower. The man is awesome. He's white. He supports everybody. He sent me a brand new sun and rug, which I couldn't get to in time because of the snowstorms and my the people who get my mail at the hunting property. They both went to the hospital. I know. You think, right. But yeah, the way it happened was, one was in the hospital, and the other one went to visit and then fell really bad because they're up there and had to stay. And that's just watching your in-laws grow old, you know, watching your parents grow old. Both of my parents are gone, but my wife watching her parents grow old is kind of sad. But I'm glad that I've been through it because I can be there for her. But so they sent it back to him, and I just got a message earlier. I saw it. I got to check it. But Aquarius Fab LLC, he's got sun and rugs. Which is cool. It's like, you know, I'm not going to walk on mine. It's going to just be really awesome. Like, you don't step on that. Probably in the middle of the weight room. My weight room. That part of the shop where the weights are. My weight room. Yeah, right over there. And like, it'll be like one of the things, you don't step on it. And I'll clean it if it gets dusty. Anyway, he does custom stuff. He's a fabricator. And he used, the guy does, what's up, Niggerballs Johnson? The guy does, he did the swastika hanger. Very awesome. Gypsy and HT both have one of them. He did Bastion's, what do you call that? Branding iron, yeah. But so check those guys out. And GoyamTV.shop. At GoyamTV.shop. You can get flyers. I got a brand new, oh man, fire ass hat. There's new hats. They're stitched. They're heavy duty. And I don't have mine with me because it's inside. I wore it out and about today. You turn it inside out and it's not some other brand. It says Goyam TV all on the branding thing. I mean, they're awesome. On the underneath part is another Celtic cross, sun cross, whatever you want to call it. The link for Aquarius is in the description below, all the way to the bottom. It should be below. It should go Embassy, Clap House, and then Aquarius Fab LLC, if I remember correctly. What's up, Willie Waffen? And those hats are great. They're stitched, man, heavy duty, fit great. If you caught Friday's stream, I was sporting it. Thank you, Ned, because he also sent me this really cool cross with it and some cool stickers, and it came so fast. You can find some of your best stuff. HT, he keeps a list of his favorites. You can get Udenhaus shirts. I've got me a Paperboy Udenhaus shirt. I love it. I got some GLR shirts. I got a Synthwave shirt. It's like Synthwave with a Roman silhouette, really based. And I got my own shirt, which we don't sell there, but you can actually have Ned. He'll make you your own shirt. You can go into the custom shirt builder and you can upload your own art. And as long as it's not something that's like, fuck all white people, niggers rule, you'll probably get it. Don't be in there trying to say Jews rule. And he'd be like, what's the purpose of this? It better be for, you better have a purpose for it. No, but he'll print you your cool shirts. I've got one of the Skull CVC and it just says Ben Tanklin. I like it. And you can also get flyers. That's one of the most important things. This is where it's all about, right? Getting out there and naming the Jew and bringing awareness. You can buy flyers that are folded and printed. 500 at a pop. Folded like this. For $50, you can message Ned right there. And you can say, hey, Ned, in my area, I think, let's see, I want to focus on this. Can you send me like 150 each of these flyers? No problem. And you'll get them. And they'll be fast, $50. You can even throw some extra shekels and get them bagged. I make booklets, so I didn't get them bagged. If you want to go with mass amounts, quantity, and hit on like a single, you could do that. They get bagged. You still have to ballast them yourself. Okay, so no problem, Hot Poc. That's great. Thank you very much. And so please support the shop. There's all kinds of stuff there. There's these cool PVC hats. There's the Pro White hat, which I got to get one. Swastikas, are you ready to wear one? If not, that's fine. You can wear bolts. You can wear a sun cross. Celtic cross, Irish cross, whatever you want to call it, white unity cross, white power cross. And then when someone said, what's that?
It's a fucking white power cross, nigger.
All right. So, and then after this video, I'm going to tell you about another flyer program because it is just after the holidays. Money might be a little bit tight and you still want to stay active. You might be in a lull from the holidays around family, taking a break from activism. Now it's time to get out there in the cold. When people don't want to go out and watch and see what you're up to, go out there and throw some fucking flyers. Don't do it on icy roads. Please do it safely. Obey all traffic laws. Obey all laws when doing activism. And get to flyering. But let's take a look at Kite Flyer. And I'm going to tell you all about Kite Flyer after this video. Let's fucking go.
Hi, my name's Kite Flyer. Fuck you, nigga. I got a Kite Flyer hat. And I'm Kite Flyer. We got the Kite Flyer crew. We got the most based individuals in our crew. And if you're not in there, are you the based? Are you throwing my free flyers, pal? Free flyers for the boy. And stickers. DTZ, White Lives Matter, whatever you want. Anywhere in the country, at any time. And it's free of charge. We are funded by donations from the community. And hopefully soon we'll be funded by merchandise sales. Kite Flyer shirts. We're gonna have hopefully Kite Flyer keychains. And everyone will know that you are based and jacked as fuck. Especially when they see you with one of these Kite Flyer hats. So go on down the Ed Hitler was right, Zog. Get yourself some free flyers. Get yourself a Kite Flyer hat. And do your part. White fucking power. Fuck you, nigger. Fuck you, Jew.
Woo!
The Welsh government has pledged to change the beliefs and behavior of the white majority in Wales. You know, the belief, the fact, that white people have a right to proudly exist in the land of their ancestors. Labour's administration vowed to eradicate racism by 2030 and set out an anti-racist, action plan, which insists that all aspects of public and individual life are made inclusive. There can be no white spaces even in your mind.
KKK flyers papered across their lawns, their doorsteps, and their cars. The Trinity White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan have claimed responsibility for the flyers.
Are you the beast? Are you throwing my free flyers, pal?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm sitting here shopping for the hat right now. The original Boston Scally cap. I used to collect those kind of hats. When I was in Europe, I wore those shits all the time. I had so many of them, and I just gave them away when I left. I was like, fuck it. Man, what's up? All you folks coming in here from the HT Raid. So Kike Flyer, shout out to Kike Flyer. Another round of applause and O/. At Hitler Was Right, Zog. At Hitler Was Right, Z-O-G. At Hitler Was Right, Zog. You can get him on Telegram. There's also a cool Cash App link. I'm not going to say it live on the air. You can see it in the description, and you can support the cause. Shout out to Michael the Truth Machine Weaver, who has donated because I was I cannot use Cash App. Thank you. He got me my last flyer pack and Kike Flyer does books. I got this book right here. You guys like that, don't you, Feds? Don't you like it that we're reading this and making it available for people to read this work of fiction? It's just fiction. It's just a great work of fiction. I think everyone should read it. You can get all kinds of cool stickers from the Kike Flyer crew. You can also ask them for custom stuff. Where are they at? Did I take them back in? Man, I showed them on Friday. Yeah, oh yeah, I took them back in because I had to get busy with them. I have QR code custom stickers that takes you to different based documentaries, and it just says must watch documentary or get red pilled or you've been lied to. So shout out to Kike Flyer. Give him a shout out. Join the Kike Flyer crew and get based. And free kitchen waffin. So I've seen this stew. I've seen a stew video going viral. All right. He goes to Capitol Hill with one simple question for our elected representatives. Who do you care more for, the American people or Israel? Yeah, we're going to watch this clip. All right. Whoa, wrong one. There he is.
So I've heard that anti-Semitism is on the rise on X and across.
It's so based to be a counter, an anti-Semite, whatever you want to call it. It's so based to be white. All I call it is, they're like, are you an anti-Semite? I'm pro-white, man. I'm anti-white extinction. I'm anti-white genocide. How about that? I'm pro-white fucking survival. How about that? Are you a racist? I'm pro-white survival. I'm anti-white genocide, nigger. Yes, I'm racist. I'm racist as fuck. Meaning I am all about my race before anyone else. You're right. I want the last starving white child to eat before the first hungry non gets a mouthful. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. I'm not sorry. Fuck you. That's how I feel. Okay. Back to Stu. Sorry, man. I'm just, you know, just get a little.
Across various social media platforms as a result of right-wing internet influencers propagating a conspiracy theory claiming that the American government is occupied and controlled by Israel. Is it really a conspiracy theory?
Before we get in that, yeah, I never get my head wrapped around anti-Semitic, whether or not they're real Semites, although I know they don't have any type of ancestral tie to the Holy Land. They're not Palestinians who have Semitic DNA. I just say, if they say I'm an anti-Semite for fucking hating Jews, then I'm an anti-Semite, but I say I'm pro-white. That's just clearing that up. But I do understand where you're coming from, Abshit, 100%.
My name's Frankie Stocks. I'm a reporter with the Stu Peters Network. I would just love to ask you a quick question. I'm trying to ask every representative I can.
Go for it, Frankie.
That is, do you care more about the American
people? He said, go for it, buddy.
Or Israel as a member of Congress?
I don't think they're mutually exclusive, Frankie.
Can you elaborate?
They're our best ally.
Are they? Who do you care about more, the United States or Israel? United States or Israel, sir?
They won't answer. That other guy said they're mutually.
Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel?
On record.
It's an easy one. American people or Israel? You don't got to fake a phone call. American people or Israel? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel?
The American people or Israel, sir? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? No answer?
I think that Israel is one of our strongest allies in a part of the world where people are trying to arm us, and I think they need our support.
So should the U.S. continue funding Israel? Despite their links to the 9/11 or their attack on the USS Liberty?
Who do you care about more, the United States or Israel?
How's that guy even fucking alive, man?
American people have been asking a lot because they're starting to.
They need to check on that motherfucker.
How much AIPAC money's flowing into the coffers.
This guy's got a fucking home. He's got like a defibrillator sewed into his fucking vest, his jacket and shit. This guy, he's a walking dead, man. That's why I fucking hate about Washington politics and stuff. I'm sorry I'm making all this noise, but I don't have nails. Because I chew them. Oh, that's the wrong damn box. Here we go. That one's empty. And I got to stop chewing my nails. But it makes a lot of noise sometimes when I'm trying to get an Oni pack and I haven't got it muted. So I apologize for that. This fucking guy. Israel is ally.
Of Congress.
Well, if you watch what I've done for the years since I've been here, a question about do we have some strong support for Israel, I think it would be hard to find somebody who's more positive about it than I have. So,
that old fucker's like, this is supposed to work, man.
Where the American people are, how they think. It's like, this is so against everything I've heard. The very people who raised me.
This clip needs to be captioned.
Well, we have American citizens who are about to freeze to death in Western North Carolina.
Yeah,
we're sending,
have a lot of things
sending millions to Israel.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, no,
well, it is a comparison because the money's going out. It's all coming from the same people. It's coming from the taxpayers, sir. Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? American people or Israel, sir?
Fucking goop.
Sir, they're equal. Are you serving Israel or you're serving America?
Vince Paul.
I stand with Israel.
Okay, so can you answer the original question? Who do you care about more, U.S. or Israel?
There's no variance. It's like you're asking, you know, do you love your wife more than your daughter?
Well,
it's a simple question.
It is.
Do you love?
It's a simple question. Is your daughter married and have an own family?
Your wife more than your daughter.
I love the United States more than I love Israel. It's a very simple question.
Great love, and you as a human being,
I love my wife.
Express that love, and more than any human. Principles that drive you to your love for your wife and your love for your daughter. It's two different loves, but neither of them.
My grown sons have their own.
The other. You understand?
You know, who's the priority when you're casting a vote in Congress, America or Israel?
It's love, son.
Well, it's a very simple question. You're not answering it, Representative. Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? American people or Israel, sir? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel?
Oh, gosh, remember that bitch? Harriet Hageman? And she was like, anybody got a pager? Because someone was like asking her about the genocide in Gaza. And she said, oh, does someone have a pager? Do I hear a beeper? And she laughed and walked away, knowing that only like 15% of all those people wounded were fucking on a bad guy list. So they say one guy's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter.
No answer.
Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel?
American I could have beat Liz Israel, Cheney in that.
Who do you care about more?
They
the
hated
American
Liz
people
Cheney.
Or Israel? No answer.
Damn, he's
who
got
do you
a
care
lot
about
of
more,
men.
The American people or Israel?
Hell yeah, really?
Do you love your wife or your children? The only way this statement makes sense in context is if this guy has a dual citizenship with Israel.
Yeah, he's crazy, and thank you very much for your support. That's a also. Thank you, Linehart. Don't apologize. If I ask a question and you answer me with a question, come on, man. And it could be the simplest thing, like, what do you feel like eating tomorrow? I like to plan ahead. Or, you know what? I don't feel like eating anything in here. I feel like eating out. What do you want? What do you want? It's not what I asked. It's not what I asked. I said, darling, what do you want? Oh, I don't know. It sounds good to you. Come on. You guys know what I'm talking about. I can't believe I'm sitting there on a comedic break talking. Okay, back to the video. I love that woman. Not that one.
What do you care about more? American people or Israel, sir? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? American people or Israel, sir? Is it so hard to say you care about the American people who you're here to serve? The American people.
These S's are pretty rough.
Israel holds disproportionate influence over our own government thanks to organizations like AIPAC who are pumping millions of dollars into American politics, promoting Israel First policy. So,
if you want to share this information,
what's up, White Power Ranger?
Just say no to Zog.
Hell yeah, just say no to Zog. Take it from a guy. Do not let your children, your nephews, your sons, obviously, and daughters, your nieces. Don't let, if you've got any influence over your brothers or sisters and their children maybe thinking of joining the military, please use that influence. You know what? Tell them you know a guy. You know a guy. Patriotic motherfucker. And it took him about a decade to learn how to walk without using a cane. Or leaning on the walls. And he used to fall all the time. He couldn't speak very well and still gets his mouth moving weird.
The campaign finance report, sir. It's not misinformation.
Thank you very much.
Do you care more about the American people or about Israel?
Where are you from?
The Stu Peters Network. The Stu Peters Show just
thanks,
released a
Mama's
film called Occupied on this very subject, which I highly recommend to look up.
And thanks again, Brandon 88.
But can you answer the question, sir? Do you care more about the American people or about
the
Israel?
Beast. Brandon the Beast.
You care more about the American people? Right, but should Americans take priority over Israel? We know AIPAC's pumping hundreds of thousands of dollars into congressional candidates. They're obviously getting some sway there. Should AIPAC register as a foreign agent?
That should not.
Don't they already?
No, they don't. He said, don't they already?
Register as a foreign agent?
Good question. Don't they already?
Good question. Don't they already? One more time, okay? Let's just back it up so you can hear the whole thing. I'm not going to talk.
Dollars into congressional candidates. They're obviously getting some sway there. Should AIPAC register as a foreign agent?
Good question. Don't they already?
No. Yes, sir.
He went, hmm.
Are you one of those?
Hmm. Hmm.
Are you recording?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Stu Peters Network, Frankie Stocks. We're asking the questions that the American people want answered by their representatives.
No, I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Make an appointment, thank you.
Congressman, quick second. I'm Frankie Stocks with the Stu Peters Network, trying to ask all members I can.
Bro, come on, man. Shave it, man. Hey, shave it.
This question, very simple. Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel?
American people.
You are the shave that. Whoa!
Give me that answer, sir. Thank you. Yep.
They got one. Shave that shit. Okay, this beanie, not a do-rag. It just looks weird in the lighting. It's cold as shit. Man, I can't believe it. One fucking dude, man. And I was about to clown him because of his hair. Told him to shave that shit. He looks like Timu Trump. Oh, my God. Hell yes. You know what I found out, though? You know, okay, that was cool. That's a great clip. He's, what else is there? It's Timu and Wish.com Trump. Wish.com Trump. Yeah, man, Stu, let's just, like I said, you never know if a MAGA faggot is going to become the next live streamer naming the Jew, shaming niggers, calling out white genocide as it is, not replacement, calling out street shitters, being active. You never know when the next MAGA faggot, there's a MAGA faggot out there right now that's going to be doing that one day. I promise you. You don't believe me?
What are you excited about for having Donald Trump as a president?
I'm excited that he will finally give us a closed border once again.
What's your message to all the illegal immigrants?
Get the hell out of our country, you disgusting pieces of shit.
Whoa!
Disgusting out of our country, you. Get the hell out of our country, you disgusting pieces of shit. Get the hell out of our country, you disgusting pieces of shit.
Hey, don't talk like that.
Would you ever be friends with an illegal immigrant?
Never.
Never. Would you be friends with a liberal?
No.
Hey, kid, you got a phone? Check out that QR code sticker that you just walked by. You never know. You drop a QR code sticker, that kid goes, who is that? And next thing you know, he's watching The Greatest Story Never Told, or he's watching Europa, or he's even watching Stu Peters Occupy, because, or just the whole a clip. One of them goes to the whole red-pilled section. One of them just goes to gtbflyers.com. And a smart kid like that, look at him. He's going to do his own research and find out he can't debunk the flyers. And you can get one. I love the QR code stickers, man. Because they're not going to get an automatic takedown. Now, I do love spicy stickers, especially when you put them in places just like you, where there's traffic and people don't want to be out there. And, you know, information, booklet, pamphlet areas. Love it. I love it. Especially those White Lives Matter and these GTV stickers, man. Another one that doesn't get automatic takedowns, because I like strategies. I'm a planner. I always think about where I'm at. When you live in a Bible Belt, no matter what you believe, I promise. I think if you believe in the old gods, I'm not here to judge you. I'm going to learn. I'm going to actually learn. If you don't believe in any gods, I'm going to learn about you too. So we can be better friends, better white people, and communicate better. But no matter what you believe, you put that sticker up, Hail Christ the King, and a Bible verse. With gtbflyers.com and a QR code. Do you think that's just going to get automatically taken down? This is amazing. This is a great sticker pack here. You can get sticker packs too. Just sticker packs from Kite Flyer. Just want to tell you. These stickers are great. And QR codes. Shout out to Brando, Cat Turds Goy, who hooked me up with the QR code stickers. And the books, they have more. They have more than the Turner Diaries. That's free. So please donate if you have some. But I wanted to just say, you know, I love that. I like that clip. I thought it was cool. Now, I'm hoping. I have no idea. Sometimes I haven't pre-screened this, and I'm scared to death that it's going to be bad. I think I'll watch it later because I want to get on with the news of the day, of course, is the TikTok ban. We talked about it. Well, we've been talking about it. So at first, I was like, I woke up I heard about it. TikTok's down. Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. What are we going to do? At first, I was like this. Oh, man. TikTok's not available. And then I was like this. Whoa, welcome back. We can do gypsy raids again. Shout out to Gypsy Crusader for the raids. The raids are funny as hell. I take part in the raids. Just on the texting side. In the chat. Get him, nigger. What's that any different than Omish people? No. I'm a viewer doing that shit. What's great is you go into some place where they're having some group discussion about white people, and you go in there and you fuck them up. But there was a group last Thursday where these two fucking, I don't know, they're probably like black Masons, you know, I like to call them know-it-all niggas. Them know-it-all niggas. Well, what was happened was in the ancient Jerusalem of Fatifus and in the first plagues of the Rock-a-Sox and the Fin-Fad and the Whip-a-Fife and the Ship-Shap and the Whip-a-Poo, we was there in the amazing ways of the Fi-Fi. What the fuck are you even talking about, nigger? And the raid started happening. He goes, oh my God, it's a raid. Is Gypsy with you? Hey, we'll bring him up. But it was full and he couldn't get in there. He's like, damn it, I can't get in there. It'll fuck up the stream. That would have been funny. He would have schooled him. He would have schooled him. You know, so the TikTok thing. But is it going to be back or not? Because the Speaker of the fucking House, who I don't care. First, he looks like the kid that wanted to be Prince Hal Mason. What is it like? Look, when you're in the Army, that's all you see everywhere. And then you come to the States and you're like, holy shit, the nigger Masons hate white people. But they still do crazy shit. You see them in uniform walking around, stomp their feet, and I'm like, what the fuck was that? Cutting corner. So don't cut corners. That's going to fucking give you a dadgone stress fracture. Don't do that stupid shit. Write that song. And do you know that now I loved old school customs and courtesies. Anyone that I passed, no matter what rank they were, I said what we called the greeting of the day, whether it be good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And then if it's people I know or people I were familiar with, what's going on, and they're dressing by their rank or even their rank and name. Hey, Sergeant blah, blah, blah. How are you? So like, but it's kind of been forgotten in this newer Army. And this is back in like 2010, 11. People knew. I wore my Stetson. I had spurs with bras, ching, ching, ching on a Friday. I was a fucking cavalryman to the fullest. I spent almost all my career in the cavalry. And so when you would see a young soldier, they'd see you. And even when I've always been a big dude, even when I had like 13, 12, 11% body fat, I was 220 pounds. And I'm 6'2". And the average soldier's like 5'9" or 5'8". And the younger soldiers would pretend to look down or something. They would pretend to look somewhere or be distracted. And instead of me going, hey, soldier, you know you're supposed to give me the greeting of the day. Hold on, I got to clear, because this is a funny soldier. This is how I reacted. This was me every day. Good morning, soldier. Good morning, sergeant. You have a great day. And I'd move out, right? I'm not some bad dude. You know, and I would do it all the time. Well, good morning, soldier. Good morning, soldier. Hey, soldier, watch out for that boot lace. Good morning. That's what I miss the most about the army is soldiers. Dumb. Now, not unintelligent. Dumb. Dumb about the military. Dumb about life. Dumb about real shit. 18, 19, never been away from home. Now they're in a foreign fucking country. And if it's not going to fucking, I was not a fucking go get him sergeant. Like, we call him a get him sergeant. Go get him sergeant. I was there to give purpose, direction, and leadership, right? Motivation. Purpose, direction, motivation. And you, especially when it came, I didn't take soldiers' time. You're done with everything by two, y'all. Don't take your fucking boots off. Go disappear. And they would, I'd say, work on, you know, military ed. And they would all max out the military ed, every one of my Joes. And I was like, well, fuck. Go play video games. I don't give a fuck what you do. But have your phone on and don't take your boots off or your pants. You know, don't take your fucking pants and boots off. And so you'd see all these other fucking soldiers just sitting around. Everything's done. The fucking ground's nice. And no, I didn't always do hip pocket training. I didn't want to burn them out because I'm about to go to fucking Holmfels with them and take 24/7 of them for 48 days. And then I'm going to go to Afghanistan with them and take a year of their fucking life doing holy stupid shit, running around, just getting shot at for nothing. Even going into it, you know that's all you're doing. You're not there to win the land, which is what warfare is supposed to be about. So I valued, like your time with me, I value it. I value your time. Time is, you can never get it back. So they want to chill with their buddies and play some fucking video games while everybody else is sitting around studying their smart book. Motherfucker, when I go train, when we go training, we train. We don't, downtime, yep, downtime is busy time when we're training. So when we're in garrison, your downtime, we've got those fucking, all the strikers, the tanks, just standing tall, man, looking sharp, no deadlines, no parts in the bin, everything's good to go. I'm not taking your time from you. Now, when I was in the E4 Mafia, we were Ninja Smoke. And when I was a staff sergeant running a section or running an entire striker section or the master gunner, I had fucking everybody and everything. The top five guys, all the stupid drivers, you know. And whenever I went up there, the S3 Sergeant Major, he said, okay, Mike Goff, what's the first thing you suggest? And I said, can I set in? Can I look over the list of all of the soldiers that the platoon sergeants have sent for you for your new S3? And he said, why, yes, you can. And I grabbed a pen and I just started marking through those motherfuckers. And he started laughing. And he goes, well, hey, can you just walk down in the troops? And you come back with three names from each platoon sergeant of guys you know. And I said, roger that. And my guys were spy. We had a fuck the best S3 ever. The platoon sergeants fucking hated me. But that was until our first training event. They needed bullets. They needed the ranges. They needed targets. They needed everything. They needed to run it smoothly. They needed the target up operated smoothly. And that's my job. I'm the master gunner. Boom. They needed to train up for it to go smoothly. All the simulations, the range, everything. And once you give them, they trust you and you take care of them with that, they start sending good guys up to you that have had their time. And they need to bring this new guy into it. We got a new guy. We're going to make him a fucking rifleman. Hey, you're going to go up there and drive the sergeant major for 6 months. You're going to look sharp. You're going to fucking get extra money because you don't have to have a meal card. All that stuff. Anyway, back to TikTok. Hey, we're in the bug out, man. And I like to give you guys more insight into who I am. I'm a real person. You know, when I'm in a bad fucking mood, you guys know it. I can't fucking hide it from you. And I don't. And sometimes I'm in a good mood and I bust out a freestyle. You never know when a shit's going to hit. But anyway, welcome back. Thank you for your patience and support. As a result of President Trump's efforts, TikTok is back in the U.S. You can continue to create, share, and raid those nigger chats. But here's... But, okay, think, I don't think of the gray hair. Just look at the face, the nose, and the ears, and I want you to think of that little faggot elf from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer that wanted to be a fucking dentist. Okay? Think of that guy when you see the speaker's face. I think he's a subversive. I think he's a crypto Jew, but I don't like Jew jacketing anybody. That's my opinion. I'm not even going to call him that. I think it's suspect. I think it's possible. I know he is not a religious Jew. He's like some other religion. But here you go. This guy. Here's what he says.
I do stand by it, and I say this without any personal animus at all. I mean, in some ways, I actually kind of feel sorry for Joe Biden. I mean, he's in the twilight years of his life. He is not, obviously, has not been in charge for some time. And I know this by personal observation, and now the whole world knows it. And it's been very, very concerning to me over the last, year and a half since I've had this
position.
Can you
tell us a story when you say personal observation?
It's public now because the Wall Street Journal got it and put it on the front page. But January a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, I became speaker in October 2023, and there were all sorts of big national security concerns and everything going on, and I started requesting a meeting with the president because, I'm kind of old school. I'm a constitutional law guy. The Speaker of the House should be able to talk to the president, especially in times of great national interest and calamity. But they wouldn't let me meet with him, and his staff kept giving him excuses. This went on for like 8 or 9 weeks. I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker, he doesn't have time. What are you talking about? I'm second in line of the presidency. He has time. I need to talk to him. We had, I can't say the classified parts, but we had some big.
Okay. He's just being an asshole. Let's get.
Millions of users ahead of this nationwide ban going into effect. Both President Biden and President-elect Trump are signaling that they want to delay the ban. By the way, they both at one time supported the ban.
Misfit, Mike.
You were a very strong supporter of this ban, Mr. Speaker. You said that, quote, Beijing is our number one foreign threat. You have called TikTok a, quote, serious and direct threat. Are you concerned by not enforcing this law? The U.S. is sending a message of weakness to China?
No, I think we will enforce the law. And when President Trump issued the Truth Post and said, save TikTok, the way we read that is that he's going to try to force along a true divestiture, changing of the hands, the ownership. It's not the platform that members of Congress are concerned about. It's the Chinese Communist Party and their manipulation of the algorithms. They have been flooding the minds of American children with terrible messages, glorifying violence and anti-Semitism and even suicide and eating disorders. I mean, crazy kind of stuff. And they're mining the data of American citizens. It's a very dangerous thing. The Chinese Communist Party is not our friend, and we have to make sure this changes hands. I'm really heartened to see that Google and Apple and Microsoft have taken the steps to comply with the law. There needs to be a sale of full divestiture from the Chinese Communist Party. And I think President Trump is the one that can make that deal happen.
Always a shibu.
As you say, he did post.
I think it's a.
Just this morning.
Mm-hmm. Pidgey, Hispanic, being it's a Kalergi mystery meat spick hybrid shield.
Save TikTok. When I spoke with him in that phone interview on Saturday, he said to me that he is likely going to impose a 90-day extension to give TikTok that extra time to divest.
He's going
to
do it with his pin.
Company ByteDance.
With an executive order.
They have had months to sell their ownership. Why are they going to do it now if they haven't done it
so he can get a win?
Why should Americans have confidence?
That's to give him a win. We don't have any confidence in ByteDance. They had 270 days to be exact. The law is very precise. And the only way to extend that is if there is an actual
deal. They want to give him a win. Another win.
Kevin O'Leary and I think maybe even Elon and others have talked about buying it. I think Kevin O'Leary has an offer on the table. I think President Trump is probably intrigued by all this, and he likes to make deals, as you know. So we're very hopeful that that can happen and that 270 million American people who enjoy the platform can enjoy it, but enjoy it safely and not have their data being mined by our nation's enemy.
No. Dude, the fucking spy balloon. There was a spy balloon flew over the fucking U.S. slowly. all across, just sucking up data, sucking it up, man. And you're going to come at me with some fucking app where fucking bitch-ass, dyke, stupid fucking nurses, not calling all nurses a dyke, TikTok dancing idiot bitch nurses, all those, and faggots are crying. We're going to look at some TikTok meltdowns. It's a danger. Fuck you, man. Go to the island of misfit toys. And here's the senators. You know, they're powerful fucking guys. Senator Tom Cotton. Let me get this bigger here so you can see it. And I'll blow this shit up. Any company that hosts this. Okay, so TikTok said, in agreement with our service providers, TikTok is in the process of restoring service. We thank President Trump for providing the necessary clarity, assurance to our service providers that they will face no penalties. Okay, and there was more, whatever. And Tom Cotton decides that he's going to go ahead and ban and grandstand because he is a Israeli shill like a mofo. This fucking Shabbos Goy here is a faggot. Now, that X means I don't like him. That X doesn't mean I want anyone to do anything to him. Are you faggots? Talking to you, feds and ADL. Any company that hosts, distributes services, or otherwise facilitates communist-controlled TikTok could face hundreds of billions of dollars of ruinous liability under the law. Not just from the Department of Justice, but also under securities law, shareholder Jew suits, and state attorney generals. Think about it. What a faggot. Hey, Tom Cotton. That's for you, faggot. So I still think they're just going to try to give Trump a win. Elon or Meta, if you will. Oh, I got to unzoom this shit. Meta is going to buy it, I believe. That's the word on the Straße, the street in German. Is this TikTok related? Nope, that's Bannon. Bannon saying he's counter signaling. But moving on. Which this one? I've got them all lined up, but some of them are these stupid X links that don't show you the preview. Anyway, we'll get to these TikTok meltdowns. Trump had his big rally also. Here you go. TikTok influencer James Charles, probably a faggot, has 38 million followers. I got 1,000. He reacts to the ban on his Instagram page. Ooh, now he's going to root for Trump. Oh, my gosh. He's not happy about it.
I got to keep it real. I am crashing the...
Yep, he's a faggot. I knew it. Probably a Jew.
Fuck out right now. I don't know what to do. Oh, my God. I've already...
I don't know what to do.
And close the app probably 6 times already just to keep getting the same stupid warning message. Oh my God, like this.
Okay, enough of that one.
And to the U.S. government, I'm never forgiving you for this.
Oh yeah, this is good. Oh, she's never gonna forgive the U.S. government. She's upset. I'm never gonna forgive you, U.S. government. You took my TikTok away. You took my TikTok away. I can't get emotional immediately. Tell all these strangers how I feel about personal things, like how my boyfriend that took my virginity just walked out, or I caught him doing something to the chicken. I don't know. What the fuck? And straight to the TikTok. Listen, hello, chat. Hello, fam. Hello, TikTok family. I don't have my phone in here. It's on the charger. I don't like my phone. I hate it. I leave it on the charger. And I don't remember. Hello, TikTok family. I got that fucking government.
To the U.S. government, I'm never forgiving you for this. And I'm never going to trust you ever again because you just, like that, took away
millions of people's like income that. And livelihood. And who does that? So dumb. Coming on the internet and crying about an app, but in fact, this has been a sense of community for me for years now. And it got me through really, really hard times in my life. The pandemic, losing my job, all of that. Getting divorced, like all of this crap that's happened to me in the last 5 years since I've been on here. I'm not like rich off of it, but it has significantly helped my income every month. Hi, Halloumi. Can't believe I'm crying like this on the internet. It feels like the pandemic.
I bet she's a mud shark.
But it feels like
you got a double chin. Like, now you're hiding your fat. You got a long. I don't like just making fun of how people look. But if this woman is making money on TikTok as an influencer, man, see, there's me. I'm trying to get a damn. This is starting to drive me crazy. Stop biting your nails then. They make money on that. I know you think, well, you make money streaming just talking shit. We already saw that one.
I'm going to survive.
He didn't know how he was going to survive. Okay, that was a good one. All right. I think that might be all of the actual band stuff, maybe. Let's see. Hopefully that's the last of the TikTok, like. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't care. I mean, I think it's going to be owned by a Jew. A Jew's going to buy it, of course, and then they're going to censor it because of anti-Semitism. Now, should we pivot to, well, let's just go ahead and take a look at this. Okay, this is happening, just in case you needed any reminder. This is Donald Trump getting on Air Force One for the first time since he flew it home January 20th or January 19th, I believe, or 20th. It was that morning, 2020. I would too cry if GTV shut down. I'd cry like a motherfucker. You take that back, flaming oven tender. Turd. Okay, so, and then this. Yesterday evening, he's back into the area. And woo! I knew I found more TikTok shit. Okay, that's all we need to see. We don't have to watch the fucking guy literally walk down the stairs. So Trump is in Washington, had rallies last night, big rally today, got clips. Of course, I got clips. But look at this shit. Tim Pool was quoting, Riley Gaines, yes, but so does Instagram, Facebook, so feels like a moot point. I only started posting on TikTok in the new year and got nearly 600,000 followers. How many people were convinced to allow... What was that? Hey, what happened? That was strange. I heard a beep. That was Black Hawk Bill. He said the Jews... I better refresh this. He said the Jews want to ban TikTok because TikTok is not run by Jews. Shout out to Black Hawk Bill. Sorry for that hiccup. Sometimes entropy does that. I heard a beep. Whoa, I'm right in your face. Right in your face. And I need a new camera. I gotta fix this thing. It looks horrible. But thank you very much, Black Hawk Bill. Definitely not ran by Jews. He is the original, moderator of the Ben Tanklin Show. And my good friend, also, that was February 16th. last year. So February 16th this year is my 1 year anniversary on GTV. And if Goyim TV got shut down, Flaming Oven Tender, I would fucking get mad. Yeah, he was my very first moderator, Donald Duck Tater. The very first one. And he is not
run by Jews.
And you can take that to the bank. Thank you very much. I hope I fixed that. Okay. Now, he said, how many people were convinced to allow China to operate mass media, economic influence, and mass spyware because they have followers on an app? No problem, Jews. Jews, you can do whatever the fuck you want. It proves the point about propaganda. Oh, yeah? The minute that the people on that Chinese app start questioning these fucking guys. Hey.
Joe!
Stream Deck, oh my God, I'm not impressed.
Joe!
Maybe I need to get... Actually, it's my fault. I got all my stuff in an external hard drive.
Bruh.
I know. We called out TikTok early on it. Early on, and it's probably why we got nuked. Oh, Tim Pool got nuked. Okay, yeah. And so Ian Carroll says TikTok had nothing to do with China. All of its data centers were in Texas, overseen along with its algorithms by Oracle, a CIA front company.
Bruh.
Oh, Ian Carroll coming in. He's coming in. Ian Carroll, man. You know, see, here's Tim Pool. He's out there. Watch me, what I'm going to do. Ian Carroll, who's always everywhere. Ian Carroll's like,
and look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out.
If you had been on TikTok, you would have seen that the censorship was CIA and Mossad oriented, not CCP. I posted videos about Tiananmen Square, Uyghur Muslims, Tibet, and more. No censorship at all. Post about Jeffrey Epstein, the CIA, Mossad, AIPAC, these guys.
You.
Video taken down. You're falling for the government propaganda by parroting the China fears. I like that guy.
Based.
There you go. All right. And Ian Carroll. Ian Carroll mentioned, speaking of Ian Carroll, let me scroll on down. We got a clip from Ian Carroll. And thank you guys that are just joining as well. We've got a clip from Ian Carroll. It is 12:27 a.m. Central. And you are listening to Tanklin live from the Bug Out exclusively on GoyimTV.com. There is no Xtream. It cuts, and those bastards better make an account, like all 20 of my viewers over there. Sometimes I can get a lot. It's crazy. So he said that this is decentralized social media, and you can post whatever you want. It's called NOSTR.com. Okay, 1 second. 14 Malway 88 has a joke for us. This is a Goyim TV exclusive, you GTV badasses. I'm GDL. I throw flyers, baby. Hey, send it, 14 Malwa. And while we're waiting for him to send it, Abshit, a good way to never take yourself too serious is to buy silly ass fucking socks and wear them. If you're always buying new socks, they're comfortable. When they start get uncomfortable, throw them fuckers away. I used to keep socks, man, until you could almost, I mean, like my army green socks were like fucking pale white, like the pale white. How do you say fuck you in Yiddish? Trust me. Oh. All right, you guys are awesome. Thank you for hanging out with me. Let's see what he says about who just made an account there. Hold on. Someone just made an account, Noster.com. But let's see what Ian Carroll, who's a pretty smart dude, let's see what he says.
When are we going to build a decentralized social media app that can't just take our shit down when they want and can't be taken down by our government when they want? A social media platform by the people, for the people. Well, that's a trick question. There already is one, and I just signed up for it. Although I am very thankful for how quickly TikTok allowed me to grow my followers back
when
I first started. This is where I started talking about Jeffrey Epstein, the CIA, and Israel. And while this Red Note app thing was funny, that's not the solution. Duh. I hate TikTok. TikTok can go to hell. It's the most censored app on this planet. Like, look at all these violations I've got. You can't talk about things like the Las Vegas shooting or RFK accusing the CIA of election interference or Diddy or any of the Hollywood stuff going on right now. Can't talk about any of that. This is where I stopped posting for like 3 months because I was getting so many strikes. Can't talk about January 6th. Can't talk about OpenAI whistleblowers. I'm pretty sure that's what that is. Yeah, OpenAI whistleblowers, no go. Can't talk about the Tesla Trump Cybertruck bombing. Can't talk about UFOs and the LA fires. Nope. Can't talk about the Red Note app. Can't talk about none of this stuff. Though, to be fair, I did put a bunch of
SoCal Waff, and that's based.
TikTok is the most censored app on the internet right now, and that has happened over time. When there was first pushes to ban TikTok, they came up with a solution called Project Texas, where they would move all of their servers and all of their data and everything to the U.S., to Texas, to be overseen by Oracle Corporation, which is a CIA corporation run by Larry Ellison, one of the world's richest and most powerful Zionists. This was the just normal CIA push to get CIA claws into a new social media app that was disruptive. This is what they've done to every social media app over time. But then when October 7th happened,
it, man,
and the war between Israel and Palestine broke out, they weren't able to censor people hard enough because all the young people had no context for Israel and Palestine, and they immediately saw this underdog versus this empire. And they all were pro-Palestine. And so despite massive censorship, like first you got banned for saying Palestine, then you got banned for posting Palestinian flags, then you got banned for posting watermelon emojis. That is how strong they tried to censor the pro-Palestinian sentiment on TikTok. And it still didn't work because the younger generation is fucking done with this censorship. So finally, the ADL mobilized, the Israel lobby mobilized, and suddenly the new TikTok ban bill has 100% bipartisan support because China. And obviously Instagram is no solution. X is no solution. The solution is a decentralized social media app, and it's not that complicated.
Based.
Why can't we make a decentralized program that is simple enough for you to spin up a social media space,
bruh,
where you can post things? And you can, anyone could spin up a place where someone...
Okay, everybody enjoying the show? I know it. I love it. I think it's a great clip. It's important, but I'm telling you. How do you keep a nigger out of your backyard? You hang one in the front yard.
Based.
White Power Ragnar, thank you very much for the joke. I love it. That's a base chat. I put my chat up against any chat. Sorry about that. That's unprofessional. But the thing is you're every, you guys are all based. You're in every chat, which is cool. You shouldn't be in one or the other. Never pick a side. Never pick one or the other. Watch them all. You got to watch everybody. Speaking of that, by the way, it is late. I need to go ahead and do a check and see who else is out there because I'm not everyone's cup of tea. And I promote everybody on GTV. Still do. Never stopped. White Power News Hour with Sven and History and Documentaries with Gulag Kulak. So we got a new news show. Pretty cool. If Render comes through, you have an exclusive. Awesome.
One could post things. Enter Nostr. Nostr gets associated with being like a Bitcoin or a blockchain social media app, but that's not actually what it is. And there's a lot of complicated stuff behind the scenes. I still don't understand it all, but here's the basics of what this does, and it changes everything.
What's up, Mello?
It's an open source, decentralized programming protocol that makes it so that when I post to Nostr, I'm not posting to a company's black box where that company owns the app and they own all the posts. And I didn't sign any terms of service agreement when I open to Nostr, because Nostr is not a company, it's not an app, it's not a business. It's a protocol. It's a type of language so that when I put a post out onto the open internet using this protocol, every other Nostr client, everyone on Nostr, their machines can access it, read it, and say, oh, this is written in Nostr code. And so what it is anyone can make an app that accesses the Nostr language. And so I can host my own messages myself through my own computer. Someone else can host my messages through their computer. There are hundreds and hundreds, thousands of these, what are they called, relays, that are basically just like our own decentralized pools that host.
Okay, American Bream says ActivityPub is superior in his opinion. Nostr is overly complex. And Abshit really quickly says, what is the difference between Harry Potter and a Jew? We want to know.
Host all of our speech, and you'd have to shut all of them down on all of our private computers in order to shut down Nostr. Then the apps are built by other people. And they're not built by some company that owns the network. They're just apps that access the language that universally links it all together. So everyone is just posting stuff into the internet.
Harry Potter made it out of the chamber.
Using their private keys, meaning that I'm the only one that can sign it as being coming from me, which solves this whole digital bot, are you a real person thing too. And it makes it so that I'm the only one in control of my speech. When I want to put a post out there, I use my private key. I put it out there in Nostr language. My private key signs it, so the whole internet knows that it came from my account associated with me. It can't be taken down. It can't be replicated. But it's not on the blockchain. It's just basic coding decentralization. But then the fun comes in, because it is linked up to the Bitcoin Lightning Network, and it very easily synchronizes with crypto. People can build apps on top of it. There's all kinds of ways that this simple concept of breaking the connection between the content and the company that controls everything, it opens everything up. And suddenly people can like lightning network each other little bits of Bitcoin. You can build new applications inside of this environment, and no one can tell anyone what they're allowed to say anymore. It's going to be a slow road to adoption. I think it's just inevitable that eventually decentralized is the way to go. We'll probably have centralized social media networks.
My guess is that some smart people within that network are going to build readily available apps for you to access to use your own hosting source. I don't know. I don't really TikTok. I only have one because Huntress said we should all get one. And I had an old one for hunting content, and I was like, okay. And I had an old one for hunting content that I had to figure out how to sign into. And you know why I quit watching it? Because if you follow and you want to see hunting content, all you're going to see are thirsty fucking thoughts with perfect fucking makeup sitting in a tree stand, probably smell like a fucking whore, and the guide shot a 12-point buck that she's going to take a picture with after she fucks him in the bunkhouse. Back to this.
We have today, and we'll probably have the decentralized network as an alternative to that, and we'll probably use both. I am Ian Carroll at primal.net. That's my Nostr. This is my public key. This is my Lightning address. I'm pretty sure this is all you guys need to know to come and connect with me. I'm still brand new
Roger
over
that,
here.
Heinrich.
All my Nostr homies help me out, send me resources on how to get versed in all this. And I'm still going to be posting everywhere else too, obviously. I'm going to post all my stuff everywhere. But Nostr is the last line in terms of uncensorable content. Come and try to cancel me now, bitches. And at this point, you can come over if you want, but you're just going to be later to the party. You're going to miss out on your username if you don't come over now, wait a few years. It's inevitable that this sort of decentralized take on this whole deal is going to be the way we go. It's either going to be tech billionaires controlling our speech, or it's going to be decentralized platforms. And Nostr's already here, and it's all we need, and it's got what we need, and it's being improved upon every day. So if you're a Bitcoiner, you should already know about Nostr. And if you're not a Bitcoiner, you know, maybe you wait a little bit and learn before
you
join.
I'm not a Bitcoiner. I have a wallet.
I mean, like, maybe you just make your account now, get your space ready. But it's coming. Decentralized.
I like XMR
future,
because that's what all of you guys told me to get. And so I'll get donos and then I'll buy XMR. because then there are a lot of other streamers and there are content creators. And if you look at these content creators, I'm talking about the musicians that don't have streams. And you're like, man, that dude, he needs donos. They have them in their information. You can find their crypto wallets and or even some of them PayPals. Make sure that you check out these guys, these musicians. Go to their profiles, follow them, and check out their info and see if there is a way you can support them. But I think that someone is going to improve this. I'm going to wait for it to be improved and not so techie. You know I'm a tard with that stuff. You see it every night, especially with these. I zilch out a video, I don't know, 3 times a night. We got this here. Okay, this is supposedly Saturday Night Live was funny. And so we're actually going to find out together. Do not put me. Yeah, you might want to go watch White Power News Hour. Because if I knew he had a show that way, I wouldn't have put White Power on my desk. I'm going to change it. Any of y'all, make sure you send him a message. I'm going to change that. I had no idea about that show. But I'm going to change the front of my desk to just say NNWP. No, I'll figure something out. I'm creative. But evidently, we're going to find out how. Oh, Trump and Melania had coins. Okay, before we even get to that, since you guys bring it up, you think I don't have something on that? This is Tanklin. This is what I do. This is what I do. You want to talk some? And they're called pump and dump coins. All right? And I have a fucking tweet somewhere. Man. These motherfuckers, they're basically the last thing they can do before they get in the White House, right? And he's fucking pump and dump. If you ever want, I don't know who Kekius Maximus is, PhD, I don't know who this guy is. Thank you, Heinrich. Cool. We're going to get to a new video from Heinrich 747 before we get to anything after this right here. So it's a kind of crypto thing, right? Where you can make money real quick and then get out. Right? And then, but you have to pump it, dump it, right? You have to get in and get out. I don't know anything about it except that's all I keep hearing. So here's a tweet. So as soon as Melania's went live, Trump's crashed. Well, he had already got his money. Guarantee. So, and then Melania's. And then tomorrow after they swear in, that money's already in the bank. And now they're not making money. I should have brought my brush out here when I was looking. I need to trim this up. If you ever want to prove our country has been taken over by gypsies and people who should be selling fish in Poland, look no further than multiple crypto pump and dumps being promoted by the incoming president and his Kaiki family a few hours before I added Kaiki. A few hours before the inauguration. So, yeah, it's such a scheme. All right, let me see real quick before we start. I have to look through my. We've got a video here sent. It's hot off the press. I know you guys are going to love it. Hell yes. Are you ready for this? I want to /. You just trust me. You're going to love it.
Thank you so much for sharing your comments and concerns about Bicycle Boulevard. It's a pilot project and we are still evaluating that. All right. I have have no other speakers since I have our for Northbrook, which is sewer, which is later on the agenda. So I'm ready to go on to item number.
Excuse me, Council President Brandy. We have a couple people with the teams that had their hands raised for public comment.
Good old teams.
Denial, but I mean,
You can't force a number on people and say that you can't be scientific. You know, for them to say they're the only victims when they happen to be biggest aggressors and the victimizers, and they currently dominate the world's financial, political, military, media. We wonder why we're chopping our own kids' genitals off. You know, this that's not done in Israel. We should think about criticizing the Jews before it's too late. And thank you for giving me my time. And I hope everybody thinks about being fair to white people. It's been too long that we blame them for everything. We owe whites an apology. Thank you.
NNWP. Huge shout out to Judy Stroyer.
Let me see if this is going to blow. Okay, this is going to blow your eyes out. I'm messing with the audio right now. Thank you so much, Mr. Norris Goy. And let me get this audio back. Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, hell, Judy Stroyer. Hell, CCDS.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yes, if you could state your name and address and what.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, my name is Andy, and my address is 96 Sharon Springs Drive in Wilmington. I just wanted to speak a little bit on the parking, but that last call really makes you think. You know, a lot of people are starting to notice that same thing, and it's glorious. It's an amazing thing to see, because the Jews have just been a parasite on every single nation that they've ever embedded themselves into.
I think we're done with this. Thank you so much.
No, fuck you. Fuck Jews. Hallelujah.
Mike Bell, back up. Shout out to CCDS. And thank you very much for that special person who sent that to me. One of my boys, one of my dudes. And he is special. He's special. He's white power. Sometimes stubborn. Now, back to some news. And thank you again. That's great activism. CCDS, city councils, remember, they do that to show you how you can do it. You can do it too. That was from Teams. Who doesn't know what Teams is? You can Google it. There's Teams, Zoom bombs, city councils. Look at your own city council's agenda. If you don't want to look in your own city council, I suggest hitting up your own area. Maybe don't shit where you eat, but you know what I mean. Adjacently. But you can Zoom bomb a New Hampshire fucking city council meeting to make sure you remind them about the fucking USS Liberty. You can do it. Shout out to CCDS. Now, Trump obviously is back. He's doing all the things. Look, here you go. Visiting Arlington, doing the vet. Got, we are a MAGA, the vets. We love the vets. Unknown soldier, right? They died fucking fighting Jewish wars. Oh. Not gonna shit on taps. Okay. So they're doing all that stuff. But I'm here to tell you. At first, I thought it was gonna be 100 executive orders. Now, remember we watched the Clinton documentary the other night that has chronicles after the word Clinton. I'm not going to say it now that you got me on the CC misspell. That's the name of it. And they bitched about him signing 8 executive orders on his first day. And then George W. Bush signed like 19. Oh my gosh. Each side, they bitch about the other side, and libertarians bitch about them all. And then white people bitch about all of it because we know it's all a dog and pony show. Not back then, I didn't. And then the next time, more executive orders when Obama comes in. 30, 40. Unbelievable. Then Trump with 60 something in 2020. Oh my gosh. And then Biden with over 70. Well, Trump is going to sign over 200 executive orders.
Bruh.
200 executive orders.
Bruh.
That's called governing with the pen. He's not the Fuhrer. If we had a Fuhrer and he said, all right, let's go to work, I'd be like, but we don't. We have a Jew dick sucking Shabbos goy with Jewish family converted to Judaism. He is a Jew. Sold his soul to Satan. Who's, I'm telling you, out of 200, what do you want to guess? They slip some anti-Semitism, anti-hate executive orders in there. What do you think? I imagine there is a good chance. That's all. I'm going to be glued to the television tomorrow. Man, I'm supposed to have shit to do. I'm going to be glued to the TV tomorrow because I do like to do current events. And I am going to be watching these executive orders like a fucking hawk. And you know, you're going to hear, I'm going to fucking tell you. And of course, tomorrow night, we're going to go through some of them. I imagine some of them are going to affect us in a great way with our wallet. You're going to spend less here. They're going to reverse this. Whatever. I'm sure there are going to be some beneficial things. Let's not be stupid. Correct. We're not dumb here. Now, I'm also sure there's going to be a lot of bullshit. But they're going to focus these guys right here, you know?
Every single aspect of the media is Jewish.
They're going to be, that's good, Heinrich, I've got a ton of stuff. They're going, it's already 1 o'clock. They're going to be focusing on the raw shit. And even the other side is going to be focusing on immigration stuff, right? We already know that no matter how many beaners and Congolese machete niggers he ships out, they're bringing in dune coons because we're going to go to war again. And because there's already war over there and they're still bombing, we're going to bring in Gaza and Palestinians. We're going to bring in street shitters to the max. We all know that. But that's what that side's going to be harping on. The other side, the fat MAGA faggots are going to be, and they're Jew media. They're going to be focusing on immigration, shipping beaners out. And I heard someone say, stop focusing on crime that immigrants create. Stop focusing on the people they're killing. I understand it. We talk about it every night. He said, just start saying white genocide, extinction. Not to even focus on the crime. We're not going to make it through this whole clip because I hate this Jew. The Jew that started Getter.
So there are going to be a number of things, both immediately after he's sworn in and then later on during the day. I think you're also going to see some additional announcements when the president gets to Capital One Arena and then ultimately is back at the White House. But one of the big focuses right away is, of course, going to be on immigration and putting President Trump's border security policies that he had during his first 4 years back into place. And so
his back into place. Okay. Yeah, that's a kike. That's Jason Miller, a kike. Like I said, the Jewish faggot that started Getter. Those border policies that Trump had. Does anybody remember migrant caravans during the Obama administration? No. Does anybody remember when those things came in? They came in 2017, 18 for the midterm elections. So there's your preview. That's what they're going to focus on, the rah-rah stuff. Let's see if he says anti-Semitic.
Everything that goes into securing the border, the remaining Mexico, make sure that we stop, be a big component of it. But you're also going to see some deregulation efforts.
And there's a Jew. Oh, deregulation efforts. There's a Jew who runs Mexico. So there'll be a backwater deal.
Efforts to make sure we can get our energy production up.
She's going to get in on some of that military spending that's going to go on. That's what she'll do. And then she'll say whatever.
Of course, that was one of the first things, inflation, both energy production. So you're going to see the president do that. And also, too, he's going to make good on his campaign promise to get rid of some of the wokeism that unfortunately has infected much of the federal government over the past.
There you go. Anti-woke. Unless you're calling out Jewish supremacy, Jewish atrocities, Jewish murder, Jewish rape, Jewish immigration flooding, Jewish pedophilia, Jewish baby dick sucking, usury. But that's not woke. That's anti-Semitic.
4 years and get everything back to a meritocracy, get back to focused on people doing their jobs.
Not meritocracy. Bring in street shitters. But I can go. And the American, the ethnic European breeding stock American that has ties to this country through frontiersmen who made it a European land and fought every fucking acre for it. There was not always some cavalryman going to fucking fight the Indians for them. They had blood, sweat, tears, and there's dead bodies, dead white people, dead Europeans all over the fucking mountains. Just, and that are east of the Mississippi. They fought all the way through. We only hear about the West. And the last of the Mohicans. We only hear about the West. The frontiersmen, Tennessee, Kentucky, the Appalachians. Those folk fought for that land. Meritocracy. Fuck your meritocracy. You have no merit, you Jew. You don't even fucking belong in this country. Get the fuck out, you subversive cunt.
Not worried about all the social nonsense, try to depoliticize aspects of the federal government and really start serving and being responsible to the American people.
Fuck you. Here's the clip I was talking about. No more cucking.
All good. Thanks, General. I'll just give everybody the correct take now.
It's from Friday night, Saturday morning, White Space. Canadian girl hosting. There's the general. Comfy is going to be speaking. Do we have any of these guys in here? T-Mac. I know a lot of these people. I follow most of these people. Let's blow it up.
So, look, when people talk about immigration and they talk about it like
what's
this
up,
guy
GLR's did, band?
In the sense of, what's oh, no, they come here and they pay taxes and they go to work and they don't do crime. It's like, well, that's not good either. And then when General responded and he was saying, no, they actually do crime and they're bad because they do crime. It's like, well, yeah, obviously crime's bad. But to frame immigration as bad because they do crime, that's a cop-out. That's like a normie con talking point, like mass immigration bad, like we need good people coming in. That's kind of gay to me. We need to start talking about it in racial terms, where we say, no, I don't care if they come here, they pay taxes, they go to work, they don't do crime. Culture flows downstream from race. And there's a reason India looks like it does, because it was built by Indians around Indian culture. There's a reason Africa looks like it does, because it was built by Africans to suit African culture.
Fuck yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, maybe General's a Copa or something, but for me here in Australia, and I don't know, you know, maybe do some mental gymnastics to apply these white nationalist talking points to your own country if you're capable.
He's right. Fucking great. There's no assimilating for these people. They do not build, they destroy. In all white countries, people are fed up. It's kind of like niggers in church. You know, niggers. Don't even make that sound. Hopefully I stopped it. Yeah. Look at these fucking faggots. Okay, so black people are always bragging, niggers, about how awesome it is in their nigger church. And they don't like stuffy white churches. So nigger church looks like a classroom for the mentally retarded. This is fucking funny.
Nigga, 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 Jesus, nigga, got my nigga Jay and I'm a nigga now. Oh, the Jesus, nigga, Jesus, Jesus, oh, nigga, Jesus, nigga, nigga, oh, Jesus, Jesus, nigga, nigga, oh, Grandma, Big Mama, nigga, Jesus, nigga, oh, we got Jimi Hendrix, nigga, nigga, Jesus, nigga, Hendrix, nigga, Jimmy. Oh, nigga, nigga, oh, they grind and huffin', oh, Mama, Bacon, and the nigga, nigga, nigga. Chip, chip, nigga, nigga, nigga. Oh, nigga, nigga, yeah. Oh, holy nigga. Holy, holy nigga. Then some holy rolling nigga, nigga, nigga. Holy rolling niggas.
No, I don't care. You're going to hell. They're going to hell. Going to hell. Man. That dude over there just fucking stomping in the corner. It's like, get the fuck over in the corner and stomp over there, Tyrone. Take your fucking pork rinds with you. Don't throw the fucking pork rind at Kanisha. Kanisha, stop eating the pork. She got pork rind all in her fro. Damn it, Laquarius. No, don't eat the pork skin off the floor, Laquarius. Damn it, JG. These kids. Black power. Fucking niggers, man. Fucking niggers, man. Yeah. You got to have fun. In real news, though. All right. January 18th, 2025. In Walker from WBRZ2 ABC. Where is this? Okay, I'm going to read this out. Okay, let's go. Man arrested for damaging signs. He damaged signs, okay? Listen, you fucking be careful when you're doing activism. These fucking Jews, these Jew DAs, district Jew attorneys, they're going to try to find it, just like what they did to Kitchenwaffen. We got to find something to charge him and put him in jail. He's got corn to ballast the bag because it doesn't become litter that blows across a driveway in a yard. And it's protected by the Constitution. Damaging signs by throwing bags with kernels. Crime statistics aimed at a certain group of people. in Walker. A man was arrested after bags filled with corn kernels, crime statistics, and specific content aimed at a certain group of people. Nigger crime. Nigger fucking crime. It's more than an epidemic. It's fucking murder. It's white genocide. It's white genocide. Give me a fucking Roman if you fucking agree. We're being killed, murdered by all these non-whites in a white country. And you go to tell someone about it by exercising your freedom of speech. You better not tap a sign or something. Let's read on. Resulting in signs being damaged Friday night. Is there a picture of the sign? There's not. Maybe that's in the evidence. It's under investigation. We can't show you the picture of the damaged sign from the rice or from the corn. From the corn that fucking damaged. According to Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office, Robert Hebert II is facing a criminal damage to property charge. Deputies say dozens of Ziploc bags with flyers were thrown in the Corbin Avenue area of Walker. We are still learning more details as this investigation continues.
Bruh.
Livingston Sheriff Jason Ard said, fuck you, Jason Ard. Fuck you, Jason Ard, you faggot. In Livingston, and your whole fucking department and the fucking Jew backed or Jew telling you to fucking file charge. Fuck all you. We have also been in contact with other communities who have experienced the same type of activity. Activity. Activism. It is an activity. This same type of activism. Of legally distributing literature to make the public aware of the nigger menace. The nigger menace that people have been trying to make white men aware of for fucking decades. And you're going to lock them up for telling them, extra, extra, read all about it. Niggers will fucking kill you. Anyone who received any of these flyers and have video is urged to contact the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office at 225-686-2241, extension 1. Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office, if you, any of you guys have received any of these flyers and you have video, I urge you to contact the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office at 225-686-2241, extension 1, or submit a tip via their LPSO app. If that happened to you, you know, good looking out. It'd be a shame. Something else. Yeah. You know, you get a laugh at nigger church, but then you got to bring it back down to real shit. And we're about to get free. We're about to freeze. Now, here's something for white people to think about with each other. I found this interesting. Let's see.
One of the most powerful things that anyone can do, believe it or not, is to have someone each morning that they text good morning to. I know this is going to sound trivial, corny, and I'm happy to take the heat on this one. Find a friend, and in particular, men who lack friends completely, because there's a greater percentage of those, although it's certainly the case that many young women and women are lonely as well. Find someone who you can communicate with each morning. Just a good morning text. Seriously, this is one of the most powerful things you can do, to check in with another member of your species each morning. You don't have to have conversation. You don't have to talk about what you're going to do each day. Knowing that someone else out there in the world cares about us each morning when we wake up makes us feel incredibly part of the tribe.
Not that tribe, though. Being tribal. How about that? That's some good white pill for you. Now, it's kind of personal, but I'm a real person. Now, I'm up late. Mrs. Tanklin goes to bed at 8:30. I'm telling you. And she watches something corny. The other day, I think she was watching The Sound of Music. Falls asleep, turns the TV off, falls asleep. I go to bed about an hour and a half or two before she wakes up. So we don't really talk to each other in the morning. But so when I go in and I get ready for bed, double secure the house, check everything, I get her morning coffee ready and I leave a note. Her mug's in there, a fresh spoon, everything's ready, cleaned up, water's full. And I leave a little note right on the top. And then whenever I wake up, she'll have my coffee ready the same way with a little note. And it makes my day. And there's been nights where I went to sleep and went to get in bed and I didn't feel, because I've been fighting this crap. And so I would forget and I would get up out of bed and go and fix it, because it's the thing now where if I was to wake up and there wasn't a coffee ready for me, I'd be like, oh God, what did I do? What did I do? I didn't order anything. There's no more tree stands. Oh my gosh. But it's all back to the real stuff. All this immigration shit. It's happening in all the white countries. Now I want, so in Mein Kampf, 100 years ago, okay, the Führer Adolf Hitler, let me make sure I stand up, quoted this: "France will become the first African country in Europe." Now here's a clip in France yesterday. Look at France. Oh yeah, man. Let me rummage and get. Oh, let me handle all the produce. Let me throw it. Better quadruple, quintuple rush that shit. Yeah, man. Europe. Now, here is, this is like, listen carefully, European Goyim, open your ears. Listen to this shit.
This African man gets it.
Can a white person or an Indian or a Chinese or a Japanese person be an African?
That's beautiful. I lived in Britain for some years. I lived in Netherlands and Utrecht for some time. I spent some time in the US. And while I was in Europe for those years, I never became a European. By all practical purposes.
It used to be watching movies.
If I can go and live in India right now.
You can't show news. You can't show.
6 generations later. 10 generations later.
My children can assume citizenship and stuff like that. But in all fairness, if a black man living in Sweden right now and in Germany cannot be addressed as a European, and even if he has children and they're on the paper, it's written European, but are they European? You're asking the essence of identity.
Yeah.
No. There's no white man who can become an African, because there's no African who can become a European. Full stop.
Common sense. If I go to China, I don't become Chinese. Anyways.
How the fuck is that? Why is a nigger have to fucking have more sense than a white person, right? Just unbelievable. But they, so many people sit on their hands and they watch the country invaded. They just watch it invaded. you call them out on it. They almost look like this guy.
Oy vey.
But yeah, why are niggers saying things that many white people don't say? We've got Vivian in the chat. She is a prolific activist. We got Willie Waffen, the wheelchair Waffen maestro, prolific activist. There's other activists in this chat. I'm an activist. I'm an activist first. Outdoorsman second. Well, I'm a father and a husband. Then I'm an activist. Then I'm an outdoorsman. And then I do a stream. After all that stuff. But you sit here and you look and you see Jews have got white people under such a spell because of the passing, mostly. The passing has a lot to do with it. And then most niggers.
Man, Jews are European. Jews are white. Jews are white.
I'm always careful with my activism. I'll even put a damn the Supreme Court ruling. But so you've got people that say white power, 1488, troll on fucking other streams. They're in cliques. Those aren't Jews doing that, by the way. That's not a Jew doing that in the chat. That's a white person. And, but you have also just blind white people. That person knows about the Jew. So many people, they don't. And then you know there's people that know about the Jew. They know about all the things we know about. They've seen the documentaries. They know all of this shit. And they don't tell a soul. Or they just get online and become a cult member. No. This is the way I do it. One of the things I really hate is having someone try to produce me. So you have niggers out here naming the Jew when white people are standing by.
Yeah, I heard of Goyim before. Have you heard of Goyim? What does Goyim mean?
Now, I've told you, I'm not going to sit at a table and cooperate with this nigger. Maybe there are white separatists that should and do and will. Not me.
Before. Have you heard of Goyim? What does Goyim mean?
Non-Jew.
Non-Jew. What else does it mean? Look up Goyim.
You mean human cattle.
Right? Because we're going to look up the definition. Because that's what y'all call us. Why would y'all have a name for a non-Jew? Why would y'all call us Goyim? Why not? Hold on. Why not call them by their nationality? Why you had to refer to them as Goyim? What?
Right.
Why? What is the point of that? Is there a term for non-Ethiopians? Is there a term for non-Africans? No, but okay, why do... No, it's a condescending term that y'all use against people.
Oh, he's talking to kikes.
It is condescending. That is true.
Oh, there's
y'all
a Jew.
Feel like y'all can mistreat Goyim. Y'all can deceive us and not have to respect us.
Did he say respect? Not have respect us.
collections.ushmm.org. It's called the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, right? It is written in the Talmud, only the Jew is human. Non-Jews are not called human. They are seen as animals, and because we Jews...
The fucking nigger.
Consider non-Jews to be...
Now, don't you know that really pisses a Jew off? When they got to hear a nigger in their face telling them? Tomorrow's going to... Well, this morning's going to be fun. Trump's going to... Yeah, why can't they call the Jews their own country? Why can't they fix their own country? Why can't they call to go become kings? And go build up the kings? you can't throw flyers in yards. Where I don't want you to dime yourself out. Any state law, the 10th Amendment cannot supersede the first. So the 10th is only there for things that are not included in the first. And therefore, the First Amendment has upheld the right to distribute literature. Do you just have to hit the driveway? I found it on YouTube. It's not mine. I find all kinds of weird, trippy stuff. You know, I've talked tonight more than I've talked on most of my streams. So Sunday night's all about just really getting there. We haven't even touched 88 precepts. We're going to have to wait till next Sunday. I have like another hour and a half of 88 precepts stuff loaded up. But I didn't know I was going to just yak and yak and yak. But so what I think is going to happen is all of the messages from the Jewish controlled media are going out to all of the operators, all the people who are all the organizers. And it's not like something tomorrow is going to be a big, whoa, gosh. I mean, this is today. Trust black women. Fuck you, bitch. Okay. Yeah, that's today. Faggots, more faggot marching. It's just like it used to be. You haven't seen a lot of this in the last 4 years. Here we go. And they're counter-protesting abortion people. Why are the faggots mad at Trump? Why? When this is Trump tonight. Yeah, White Power Agnar, good intel. Trump loves fags. Surrounded by fags. Look at him. That's enough of that.
Tonight, I also want to send our love to everyone affected by the terrible wildfires raging in California. We're praying for you all. We love you all. We're going to be there very soon. I'm going to go out there on Friday to see it and to get it moving back. We're going to get some of the best builders in the world. We'll get it moving back. And I also want to
the best builders.
Pay my respects to the great people of North Carolina. You know, I want it every single time. And they've been treated very badly. FEMA almost didn't know it existed. And we're going to get North Carolina rocking and rolling, okay? We're going to get them
rocking, all right.
They've been treating
me rocking right in there for that lithium mines.
Very badly as a state. Together we will rebuild Los Angeles better, more beautiful.
15-minute cities, yeah, smart cities.
Than ever before. We're going to get it going. We have the best builders in the world. It's the only people that could do it. Nobody else knows what the hell they're doing.
The best builders. Everything's the best. There's going to be so much winning.
And in 2028, the Los Angeles Olympics will be one of the great sporting events and patriotic celebrations.
Oh, yeah. Got to get ready for the Olympics. Yeah, it's very convenient. This fire is so convenient. And just remember, he's got everybody under a spell. Hopefully he says something
about it. In history, I was with Gianni, the head of the Olympics, and because of the wildfires, they're going to do a special special job. They're going to really do something very special.
Oh, yeah, because of the wildfires, we're going to be able to do some special things.
So for the Olympics and the opposite, some people said, oh, maybe the Olympics can't go there. It turned out just the opposite. They came to see me the other day and the committee, and it's just the opposite.
Freedom cities. That's right. Freedom cities. Los Angeles is going to be the first freedom city. No, got to do that in Appalachia.
So the Olympics is great. And Johnny for the others, you know, the World Cup. Johnny is the head of it.
Oh, yeah, I got the World Cup. Going to have a whole lot of shitskins in there for the World Cup. We're going to have the World Cup.
We had our top people, Wasserman. They all came in on the Olympics. And then I saw Johnny. And we got the World
Cup. Wasserman.
Cup too. And you know, it's only because they rig the election that I'll be your president representing you there. You know, I got both of them. I got the Olympics and I got the World Cup. And I said, you know, it's too bad. One was in 2026 and the other was in 2028. And I said, I won't be there. I won't be your president. But then they rigged the election and now we won. So I'm going to be your president for the Olympics and for the World Cup.
I'm going to be your president. Yeah. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Man, you guys are fast. You ever watch Bald? I've been watching Bald. I love Bald. Shout out to Bald Clone. It's church on Sunday morning. It's church on a Sunday morning. And even today when he was done, I watched another hour of Wickstrom get my fill in. All right. So we're going to be wrapping up quick. We got a couple more clips to go through. That's right. I show clips. People love clips. We got a few I really want to get to. And, one of the best is, which I think is completely retarded, was, Satanists are fucking Islamist Satanists. I'm like, yeah, they all are. Every last one of them are. But what I didn't go through is, I wanted to show this clip of everything. They have everything anti-Semitic Mel Gibson has ever done. That has got to be, I don't think you could fit that in to a clip. But we've got, where the hell is he at? Thomas Sewell, where are you at? Okay. We are everywhere.
Idea that the white people are just going to take this forever is absurd. Our people conquered the world. We weren't even really trying to. We're kind of just competing with each other. Like, I'm not going to let the fucking French take this country. That's what the Anglo-Saxon thought. He's like, fuck the French. Fuck the Germans. We're going to take it. And we controlled 99% of the earth without even fucking thinking about it, without even trying, just competing with each other. We weren't even in unity. We were fighting against each other. We killed millions of our own brothers. And for what? So that now there's niggas in Sweden and Paris? And they're speaking fucking Hindi in London. So imagine when the white man bands together, and this is a global movement, that's why they fear us. Because we're not, even though we're grassroots and we go to the gym together and we're in this suburb or that suburb, we're actually everywhere. We're in every suburb. We're in every town. We're in every city. And we're growing. And we're recruiting more and more people a week. I think it's, we're not far off recruiting more people per week than Victoria Police is. And our caliber is much greater, and our standards are much higher. And we only recruit from less than a quarter of the population because, I mean, how many white men are there left in Melbourne? It's probably only a quarter of the population.
Yeah,
so, and we're
less,
and we're recruiting faster than Victoria Police. And they're very afraid of that. So what do? They turn up the terrorism. They turn up the terrorism on us because they're like, we can't let these people grow. If they took the foot off our neck, if the state let us have bank accounts, if the state didn't shut down our gyms, if the state didn't, if we weren't censored by the corporations, because it's a corporate state, they're both working together. If we weren't censored in mass, then I don't know. I would have to stop working because we would be recruiting so many people I couldn't even manage it. Because we're already recruiting probably at the same rate as most of these institutions, and we're not paying anyone. It costs. It's a risk to join me. And
very nice. Very nice. Now, you like to see people organized and getting along. That's what I hope happens. Different groups, all the subgroups that have, which is great, right? Because there's people in different regions, geographical regions. They have different morals, different cultures. We're a huge country. What we don't have is George Lincoln Rockwell. You know, it could be one of you. It might be. It's the same thing I had on the other night, you faggot. And, but who knows? It might be you, American Bream. You're right. But as everyone celebrates tomorrow, especially the MAGA faggots, you know, the anti-vaxxing MAGA people, the COVID's a scam MAGA people, the Dr. Fauci must be hanged MAGA people. I didn't say that. They say that. What's up, Falschmer Jaeger? Those people, all of those people are going to be celebrating tomorrow. They're going to be having a great time. And remind them where the vaccine came from. Remind them not only that vaccine and what it's done to people, just vaccines in general. They're designed to cull and kill. There's something natural for everything out there that can kill you. Now, for all the generated shit, I don't know what can cure you from that. So this is going to be a clip from Ernie Rolando. Suspect last name. Love the clips, though. To remind you about the vaccinated. And then tomorrow, of course, I'm going to come in afterwards. And we're going to have an outro. But remember, tomorrow is 200 executive orders. 200 executive orders. Dictating by the pen, and it ain't a Fuhrer doing it. It's going to be the biggest Benjamin Netanyahu dick sucker that ever lived.
You're about to see Mike Jones, a member of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, questioning Stephen Kirsch, who has a Bachelor of Science from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He's a high IQ individual. Kirsch has owned numerous technology firms. He invented the optical mouse and the prominent InfoSeek search engine before Google existed. He's a renowned technologist. He's wealthy, runs charitable foundations, and people listen when he speaks. Until he was critical of the COVID vaccines, and then the tech and corporate world shunned him. He's since been proven right in what he said about the COVID vaccines. Jones and Kirsch are talking about the Amish people, who are a Protestant Christian group mainly from Pennsylvania. They're known for their traditional conservative lifestyle and plain clothing and rejection of modern technology, including vaccines. This makes them a perfect cohort to study for the connection of vaccines to autism, attention deficit disorder, epilepsy, and a range of similar afflictions. None of these afflict the Amish, who refuse all vaccinations. Watch, and we'll be back.
How many children or people are totally unvaccinated? Is that where do you find? Is it just the parents that stepped up and said? I would think that's a very small percentage, because so many of us blindly followed, the recommendations to vaccinate children.
Yeah, it's less than 1% of the public. So the Amish are a perfect example of a large group of people who are largely unvaccinated, And there's no we can't find an autistic kid who was unvaccinated. It's very, very rare.
Bruh.
In the Amish community, very, very rare. You won't find kids with ADD, with autoimmune disease, with panda pens, with epilepsy. You just don't find any of these chronic diseases in the Amish. And, you know, the U.S. government has been studying the Amish for decades. But there's never been a report out to the public. The reason, of course, is it would show that, oh, if you don't follow our guidelines, you're going to end up healthier. That's why there's no report after decades of studying the Amish. There's no report because the report would be devastating to the narrative. It would show that the CDC has been harming the public for decades and saying nothing and burying all the data.
Based. Why don't pharmaceutical companies and legislators want you to know about the Amish?
I honestly can't believe this guy's still alive. Look at those guys. Look at them outfits. Oh, Jebediah. Hey, Jebediah. Get little brother loose.
Amish not taking vaccines and not having the epidemic of problems in children we're seeing today. Worst still, why won't politicians and the bureaucrats who implement the no jab, no school or government benefits rules used to coerce parents want you to know the connection between vaccines and autism, ADD, ADHD, epilepsy, and a range of debilitating conditions? The answer relates to money, control, and power. The same three were behind the insane experimental COVID vaccines, which we now know were neither safe nor effective. Pharmaceutical companies are amongst the biggest donors to the election campaigns of politicians. There's also a revolving door between political and bureaucratic office and the pharmaceutical industry.
Pharmaceutical.
The media also profits handsomely to either advertise pharmaceutical drugs or to remain silent through sponsorship deals in nations where drugs can't be publicly advertised. The news you see on television is skewed by money. You're not watching independent media. Don't be fooled by the earnest-sounding presenters reading pre-prepared scripts from teleprompters. They're selling their coiffured likeness on glamorous sets for money and fame. They're actors. In addition, shameless universities and researchers are paid for vaccine reinforcement science studies. They sell their credentials for money if you know which ones are for sale. They also know what not to research if they want their job security and rivers of money to continue. There's an idiom which states with respect to climate change science,
man, Dan Zizi,
follow the
that's
money,
awful, man.
And there you will find the climate supporting science. It's no different in the hugely profitable vaccine business. It's all about the money, power, and control it affords over our lives by people and institutions who have no business meddling in our existence for their own interests, where their profits is number one. The damage they do to us is their cost of doing business. They know there will be casualties using their products, but justify it as the greater good. Too bad if it's your child or loved one who is harmed or killed. Prior to the 1980s, children barely got three vaccines, and there was no requirement for vaccination for school or government benefits. Today, depending on the jurisdiction, there is over 85 vaccines being injected into children, destroying their immune and human endocrine system, which is the messenger system for neural networks in the body. It regulates hormones used to communicate between organs and tissues for physiological regulation and behavioral activities, including reproduction. It's no wonder infertility is at epidemic proportions nowadays. One in 36 children now suffers from an endocrine disorder. In the 1980s, before the vaccine barrage, the rate of autism was 2 to 4 children in 10,000. Do you get the picture of what's going on? The excuse used today to explain away 1980s and before low rates of autism is said to be the historic narrow diagnostic criteria of infantile autism and a lack of general awareness about the condition. What they're saying is, by us focusing on the condition by diagnosing it more frequently, we're causing the alarming numbers we're seeing. What nonsense. To reinforce the gaslighting, the pharmaceutical companies and governments are bullshitting us by changing definitions of what constitutes and causes endocrine disorders. Otherwise, they'd have to study the link to vaccines. That's the last thing they want. To acknowledge that vaccines maim and kill is unthinkable. The damage and deaths is the price for the greater good. Some people are going to become roadkill, but we can't do away with the road system to prevent them dying, say the vaccine cheerleaders. Just
after the
early 1980s introduction of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM-3 diagnosis techniques, and later the DSM-4 update, after 1994, It broadened the criteria to include a spectrum of disorders, now referred to as autism spectrum disorder, ASD, and an alphabet soup of related ailments. COVID used the same rationale. The PCR test defined COVID, whereas otherwise it didn't exist other than as another nasty seasonal flu variant.
I'm going to show that next one.
That's why the flu largely disappeared during the so-called pandemic. It was simply rebranded as COVID, using the PCR test as diagnosis confirmation, despite the inventor of the test, Kerry Mullis, saying his test was inappropriate for such uses. He conveniently died, there was a sigh of relief, and his caution was swept under the carpet, and the PCR...
What a coincidence. Yeah, you know, whatever that souped-up Jew flu is, I know I had a... I had a gnarly flu. I think that, what do they call it when you can get like from just people that have had all these vaccines being around you?
The PCR test became the gold standard for the biggest medical money grift in history. Amazingly, most people today fail to understand what really happened. All they have is an uneasy feeling for an increased skepticism of authority. That was the real damage of COVID. Many people no longer trust government, the media, corporations, and so-called experts, let alone doctors who, with few exceptions, towed the official narrative line. And if they didn't, they were lampooned, silenced, or deregistered. COVID had all the hallmarks of an orchestrated scam, and still today many people refuse to acknowledge it. Careers and reputations depend on it. It's well known that victims of scams often refuse to acknowledge they've been scammed. Many have come around in the aftermath of COVID with the hysteria.
Don't you know that people who are getting Jew woke, how long they refuse to believe it, and inside that voice is telling them, you're right. It is true. But they'll just not acknowledge it until there's a breaking point, or maybe they never do.
Subsiding.
Programming, man.
The media has much to answer for in fueling the hysteria. It was nothing short of criminal, and nobody was held to account. Is it any wonder that fewer and fewer people believe the media, government, and technocrats anymore? They have zero trust in Big Pharma. The mistrust has fueled an explosive shift to natural remedies and alternative and traditional health protocols, where surgery isn't required. As we stated, the rationale to explain the explosion of autism is that increased testing and diagnosis has led to the increased estimates of conditions like the prevalence of autism. It's used to explain away the epidemic of spectrum conditions we're seeing. In other words, better recognition techniques and broader definitions today explain why so many children are afflicted.
Man, fucking
so don't
up,
believe your lying
faggots.
Eyes and logic, they say. It has nothing to do with the 85 vaccines, which are rising in number exponentially every year. These are injected concoctions that are laced with poison endocrine disruptors and...
Now, one thing to realize, too, if you don't have children yet, or if your children are raised and you didn't get this when yours were little, now when you take a child in for anything, they just there's going to be a nurse or the doctor, usually the nurse is being encouraged because the nurse... is the trustworthy one. The doctor, not too trustworthy anymore in these days, in this climate. Healthcare battles, doctors being accused of all kinds of shit. My dog bites nigga said his friend got a vaccine and she had to get a pacemaker put in and now can't even work or leave the house. That's fucking awful. But so they'll push like, well, does she have this vaccine? Does she have the RSV vaccine? Oh, man, every mother's terrified of RSV. Does she have this? What is that? Oh, that's what they spray in the chemtrails. Now, that might be a little bit tinfoil hatty, but who knows? They just push whatever new vaccine. Like, hell, me. Every time I go to the doctor, they fucking ask me if I want a new shot. A new this. Do you want a pneumonia shot? Do you want a this shot? No. Well, you have these lung issues. Yeah, chlorine IED, thank you. the VA wouldn't let you go to like even an urgent care. Like, oh man, I got to go to the ER. Not unless they shove something up your fucking nose. I told them to shove it up their own nose and walked away. They hate me there. I'm one of them guys. Now, every time I go, a fucking VA police officer comes and just conveniently stands in the waiting room while I'm there. Faggots.
Destructive adjuvants. And now mRNA DNA disassemblers to reconstitute laboratory design genes into non-natural human structures with outcomes that aren't properly understood. That's why the COVID injections were designated as experimental and legal immunity was given to the pharmaceutical companies. The hundreds of millions of deaths and disabilities they've caused is your bad luck. You took the vaccine freely as a choice to work, travel, and associate. It was a deal with the devil. Government says their coercion had nothing to do with it as it was all your choice. Governments won't even acknowledge the deaths and the delayed escalation we're now witnessing in the form of turbo fast-acting cancers, cardiovascular problems such as myocarditis and stroke. Young people who normally are unaffected by sudden onset of degenerative diseases are falling victims to early deaths, and the media and government refuses to acknowledge what's going on. It's the COVID vaccine lurking in injected people's systems as good as an assassin. If injected, you might think you dodged a bullet. The assassin within just hasn't fired it yet, as many poor souls are now experiencing. The choice is this. To be like the Amish, or be the one in 36 wringing your hands over what you allowed to be done to your child. We don't know about you, but we'd rather be like the Amish when it comes to the barrage of 85 poisons and rising. The way to get rid of the political and government coercion to satisfy pharmaceutical interests and mega profits is to get rid of the politicians and governments who seek to coerce you and for you to believe zero of what they say. The ringleaders are inevitably heading to jail as death rates rise and can no longer be ignored. Ignorance is to be no defense. Relying on the experts is no defense. Immunity by acting in the public interest and good intentions is no defense. For the police chiefs who were the lockdown enforcers, there's a special place in prison for them. Just following orders is no defense, for without police brutalizing citizens, most people would have ignored the mandates and refused to be injected with what's maiming and killing them now. A COVID culprits roundup is immediately needed to ensure the public is never again subjected to medical tyranny. A clear message must be sent by punishing the culprits.
Nigger! Don't you love it? I don't know why the audio went out, but just showing all those gullible people. We have another fresh off the re-rendered CCDS clip that just came in, and you know I got to show them. Thank you to the mods. You guys are having fun tonight, aren't you? There we go. All right, so your favorite activist, my favorite activist, City Council Death Squad, give him a hand. Give them a hand. Ryan Krieger. You are right. Ryan Krieger is 1,000% on point. It's great to see you. Man. All right, here we go.
Richard Ward, 266 Center Street.
Yeah.
I had a little proclamation. I have a speech here to read first, and then I'll get to my point. You will never be a real woman. You have no womb, no ovaries, and no eggs. You are a homosexual man twisted by drugs and surgery into a crude mockery of nature's perfection. All the validation you get is two-faced and half-hearted. Behind your back, people mock you. Your parents are ashamed of you. Your friends laugh at your ghoulish appearance behind closed doors. Men are utterly repulsed by you. Evolution has allowed men to sniff out frauds with efficiency. Even trainees who pass look uncanny and unnatural to a man.
Based.
Even if you manage to get a drunk guy home with you, he'll turn tail and bolt the moment he gets a whiff of your diseased axe wound.
That's disgusting.
You'll never be happy. You watch out. You wrench out a fake smile every day, saying it'll be okay, but deep down you feel depression creeping up like a weed, ready to crush you. Eventually, it'll be too much to bear. As many do, you'll buy a rope and a noose, put it around your neck, and plunge in the abyss. Your family, while heartbroken, will feel relief. They can't feel relief, but also heartbroken. They feel relief that they don't have to reinforce your delusions. And the other side is the facts about the LGBT community. 2% of the population, though 33% of child molesters, 67% of all AIDS cases, 78% have STDs. They have a lifespan 30 years shorter than normal. 28% of gay men have 1,000 or more sexual partners. 23% of children who have a lesbian mother were sexually touched by another adult. Rape and sexual abuse before the age of 16 is common. Homosexuality is 3 times more fatal than smoking or extreme obesity. Gay bug chasers promote spread of HIV to unwitting sexual partners. Bucking That's a lot to be proud chasers. Of. Go to gtvflyers.com. Thank you.
gtvflyers.com.
Are there any other public comments? And
silence.
For just a second.
Speechless. Look at this angry.
Seeing none, any of those who are here for the awards, petitions, or public comments are free to go at this time.
What's up? Row 90. That was awesome. Man, that was shout out to CCDS and shout out to all you guys for spending some time with me on a Sunday night in the Bug Out, which is only on GTV. And tomorrow is going to be one of those days where it's going to be fun to see what happens. I'm going to be watching the 200 plus executive orders for Trump and his new Jew administration to sneak in some anti-hate executive orders, anti-Semitism awareness crap, something targeting us, meaning pro-white people who do not want to be exterminated and actually say something about it, do something about it. Those people. I don't know what's going to happen. And of course, protests. Might be fun. We'll see if there's any false flaggery. And it's going to be inside, because it's cold. But outside, it'll be crazy. Cold cops, you know. They're going to be either so much bulk on, not able to move. They might be getting their asses whipped by Antifa. It might be fun to watch. You might even want to check in on the news tomorrow. Or just watch some live feeds or just check Telegram. But so so I'll definitely be here tomorrow night. I just laugh at some of these guys. I'll be here tomorrow night, obviously, and so will the trolls, which are white people who are pissed. They are not Jews. I told you that 6 months ago. You're like, what? No Jews are mad tonight. I'm like, no, nope, not a Jew. It's sad to say, not a Jew. But thanks to the mods for putting up with that bullshit, and thank you to all you new guys, the new chatter, the new people, the new viewers. I appreciate it. Thanks for sharing the stream, and I hope you visit the links. Thanks for sharing the Kitchen Waffen link. Kitchen Waffen, the latest Ryan Krieger, he could probably write a thesis on the judicial system in Tennessee, but he can't right now, probably. I don't know. And I appreciate that. And there we go. Free Kitchen Waffen. And just remember, guys, they're going to continue to be active, because do not stop being active. I'm not. Just be safe. Follow the rules. Know the law. Maybe think about where you're randomly distributing literature or doing activism. And have a plan in, have a plan out. If you're by yourself, like I do, have a good plan and stick to it. And if anything doesn't feel right, just break contact and leave. Don't go for it. You don't just, if it doesn't feel right, break contact. That's just a, you know, if someone's like really on your tail, just stop throwing flyers and just move out of there. Get out into a bigger road where you can, you know, don't invite any type of confrontation. Just take care of yourself. I'm not going to tell you, I'm asking you to just take care of yourself. All right. And to everybody that are political prisoners, persecuted for being activists, for speaking out against white genocide and Jewish supremacy. Shout out to all of you. And I hope everything is resolved, gets resolved. And I hope that people are inspired to say, like, that's bullshit. Okay, I'm going to plan this. I'm going to do this. And the more people are doing it, the more it's like, well, what are you going to do? Put 10,000 paperboys in jail? Probably. But right now, we have the Constitution on our side. Exercise it. I know some court, some Jewish judge, some Jewish DA, I understand that. Within the limit of your the Constitution, exercise your rights while you still can. You know what I mean? So thank you to everybody who's active. Thank you to all the based creators and musicians. And you guys are the best, the content creators. Thanks to activists, the streamers out there. Make sure you're tuning in. Let's see if anyone's going for the late night after 2. Nope, history and documentaries rolling on Gulag Kulag. Keep that rolling 24/7 if you need something in the background to learn from and listen to. And check out all your favorite replays if you missed a stream. And thank you to Mr. Norse Goy, Blackhawk Bill, the original moderator, Brandon 88, based, Linehart, White for Life, and Linehart and Nose Noticer. I appreciate you guys. And please visit those pro-white businesses in the descriptions below. That would be embassy.com. That would be claphouse.shop and Aquarius Fab LLC. I don't have Jay Hustica's in there. I got to put that in there. And I'm pretty sure I got to put some fundraisers in for tomorrow. And I appreciate everybody. Let's get out of here with the white pill from, you know, that we love. It's not burnout. I haven't burned it out yet. So I'll see you on Monday night. White power, hell victory, total Aryan victory, and white unity at every opportunity. Shout out to HT.
And let's expose these Jewish lies.
Put your Romans in the sky.
Put your Romans in the sky. Put them up. Put your Romans up high.
Put your Romans in the sky.
White race walk straight up. Right head high. Chest out. Big smile. Goose step. Zig how.
I'm Aryan. I found my way. Found my way.
I'm an Aryan.
Yeah. Go find your way. Find your way.
I'm an Aryan.
All the way. All the way.
I'm an Aryan.
It's all day. Every day.
Hey. This one's for the white race. Fuck niggers. I'm quite base. Motherfucker anytime. Any place. I'll throw the woman in a kite face. I'll tell the faggot I don't like gays. All I know is motherfuckers better hide out. Or you bitches gonna fuck around and find out. I put a thing and I aim at the brain and let that motherfucker bang. Now I'm bringing the pain. I'm a radical guilt again. He's a medical killer. And I'm emphatically fed up with every raggedy, still a faggoty, penis fanatic in every ghetto gorilla. I'm about to bring these motherfuckers here a lot of vanilla. Hard off when I slur, bitch. That weak looking like a shirt itch. I put kikes in a dirt ditch. Sing howl every day to the day that I die.
Put your Romans in the sky.
Put your Romans in the sky. Put them up. Put your Romans up. Ha!
Put your Romans in the sky.
White race, walk straight up. Right, head high, chest.
found my way, found my way.
I'm an Aryan.
Yeah. Go find your way, find your way.
I'm an Aryan.
Ah. All the way, all the way.
I'm an Aryan.
It's all day, every day. Hey.
One time for the white man, two times for the good wife, three times for the white kids, four times for the white fam. You know I was a mother good life, no strife, no shite. Hitler was right. Every single Jew going into the light. See the traitor get the rope and the nigga the knife. A motherfucker parasite, feed the nigga the kite. You see the bigger the nigga, you know the bigger the fight. I'm getting sick of the chicken boo nigga rigging the mic. You see the bigger the dog and the nigga bigger the bite. I think I wanna put a trigger on a nigga tonight. You know I figured I might just give a nigga the right. But I'ma trigger the niggas, so give a gig of the mic. To the end, top white, to my fight, that I date, that I die.
Put your Romans in the sky.
Put your Romans in the sky. Put them up, put your Romans up high.
Put your Romans in the sky.
White race, walk straight up, right. Head high, chest out, big smile, goose step, zig, how.
I'm Aryan.
I found my way, found my way.
I'm an Aryan.
Yeah. Go find your way, find your way.
I'm an Aryan.
All the way, all the way.
I'm an Aryan.
It's all day, every day. Hey, juice cap, noose neck, zig, how, goose step, big smile, loose deck, gay, fraud, oof, cat, incel, Christ cuck, black smoke, nice truck, inhale, twice slut, in jail, life sucks.
I don't give a good goddamn. If I end up in a top
bunk, that's right.
Pop trunk, cock back like a shotgun. Blast! Hot lead for your motherfucking black ass. I'm a motherfucking menace with a Mac 10. Don't wanna die, better learn how to act in. White man, don't stop till the day that you die.
Put your Romans in the sky.
Put your Romans in the sky. Put them up, put your Romans up. Ha!
That was just for that white guy.
Race,
you can't get enough of me, you fucker.
Ha! Chest out, big smile, goose.
Rent free, motherfucker. Rent free.
I found my way, found my way. I'm an Aryan.
You own me, nigger, you don't own shit. Can't even own your own fucking house. White power! Yeah, and keep on coming back. I would be lonely without you. We all would be, troll. And see, a lot of people say, well, don't feed the troll. It's like, well, I'm going to, because you all have to understand, this is not a Jew. That's not the tranny. That's a pro-white person, okay? They're still in Telegram. I see them all the time. Good night, everybody. And to all you real white motherfuckers that don't act like Jews, white power, fuck Floppa.